Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. The Ohio State football team picked up an addition in the transfer portal this morning as UCF defensive lineman John Walker committed to the Buckeyes. Walker had 39 tackles and a sack last year. He was a 2023 freshman All-American. He's the third player to commit to Ohio State from the portal, joining Ohio tight end Mason Williams and UCF long snapper Dalton Riggs. The Columbus Blue Jackets beginning a four-game West Coast trip tonight in San Jose against the Sharks. Dean Evason had said that the hope was Sean Monahan would return to the lineup tonight. Pre-game coverage on the Fan gets underway at 9:30. Puck drop is at 10. The team also announced today that they've hired longtime NHL exec Lawrence Gilman as vice president of hockey operations. This one brought to you by the Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit geteco.com and book today.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
And here we go. Welcome back in, folks, to another edition of Rothman and Ice. I'm Matty Ice on the board doing his thing. Per usual is the one and only TLC. And to my right today, ladies and gentlemen, Dylan Tyer back in the building for ARDT. Happy Tuesday, if there is such a thing. How you feeling today, big dog? It's good to see you again.
It's great to be back with you guys. I want to say something. After the show yesterday, I would be remiss if I didn't bring up a very underrated bird mascot. We were talking about our favorite mascots, I think, in Tell the Truth yesterday.
Yeah.
And I laid head to pillow last night, and I was like, oh, no. I forgot about the Oriole.
Okay.
It's a completely underrated bird. Every bird that we brought up, you talk about in regular conversation for the most part. Maybe not a Seahawk. You know, a Falcon comes up every now and again. A Cardinal comes up. A Blue Jay comes up.
Yeah.
You never say, oh my God, there's an Oriole. Great logo, good colors, you know, cool bird.
Yeah, okay, underrated.
So shout out
to
Orioles.
Shout out to all the Orioles around the world. Shout out to all the Orioles listening to our show
Must have been a great question if you're thinking about it at bed.
There it is.
It just popped into my, I wrote it down in my notes app. I said, shout out Orioles. Got to remember that for tomorrow.
Notes app is the best, man.
Yes,
I wear that thing out. Shout out to everybody in the chat right now on YouTube. Shout out to everybody listening wherever you are. However you are listening, we appreciate you. We love you. Hope you guys are having a nice start to your Tuesday. Here is our menu for today. Bottom of the hour, Mike Petraglia covers the Bengals for the Jungle Roar podcast. We'll hop on to talk about all the moving pieces down there in Cincinnati. 1 o'clock. It's Tuesday, folks. So the floor is yours. If you don't know what the floor is yours is, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. I want to hear from Browns fans today. I want to hear from Buckeye fans, Bengal fans. I want to hear from everybody today. So 1 o'clock. Get on in here, 614-821-9710 is TLC's hotline number. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. As always, 1:30, the one and only, the People's Champ. Tyvus Powell is going to stop by to talk Browns and Buckeyes with us. And then at 2:30, we will do all things Browns with Jeff Lloyd from the Orange and Brown Report. If you miss any of this, don't worry. You can always catch up wherever you get your podcast. All you have to do, folks, is type in Rothman and Ice. Every single thing that we do from noon to three will be waiting there for you. Subscribe to the podcast as well. Like it, do all those things, and everything, and I mean everything, that TLC has cooked up within this show will be waiting for you. And TLC does a great job of getting that out really soon. I'm in the car sometimes, TLC, and it'll be like 3:10 and the podcast will pop up. So the folks don't have to wait long.
Yeah, that's right. I do a great job with this automated system that we have, so I do a lot of work.
Oh man, TLC, what's going on? How you feeling today? You good, man?
Yeah, I'm all good. I gotta get writing because I got some updates to write for you at some point. We'll have to let the creativity flow. And the microphone's turned on. I didn't lose.
You didn't buy any AFC North gear last night? Were you tempted at all? You
didn't do anything. We're not doing any division champs.
He's finally got a hockey and hounds hat on today. Our guy AR made him grind for that. Yeah, he's got the white one. I got the red one. So, yeah, support hockey and hounds wherever. Just type in where I'm from. Yeah, go to where I'm from. I think they're still doing some stuff.
You're looking at, I don't know, bro.
I can hear AR yelling at me right now. But yes, support hockey and hounds wherever you can get it. Please do.
To listen to the show when he's not at work.
I'll probably get a text now.
I know you're not that type.
No, when I'm out of here, I'm out of here. Like, yeah. I don't really tap
back,
in.
You didn't know that Mike Gundy got fired at Oklahoma State. You're like, wait, what?
I'm just off the grid, man. Knee deep in a whole bunch of shows.
No, it's impressive.
I will say this. Go ahead.
And it's impressive, and it's probably for the better, to be honest with
you. Yeah, not on social media, not really doing anything for a while when I check out. So, you know, I was talking to you yesterday, Dylan, about Succession.
Yes.
It's early for me, but I got a bit of a hot take that I think Roman will end up being one of my favorite TV characters of all time. I don't know where we're going. I don't know where we're headed when we get to the finish line. But this dude is incredible, man. All his little quick little snipes back and forth with the family and all that. I love the character Roman in Succession. I am in right now.
I think that is an early good take by you. Okay. Thinking back to when Succession finished up maybe a year or two ago, I think that was the general consensus. People were like, man, we're going to miss Roman. What a guy. Cool. What a guy. Kieran Culkin.
Oh.
That's that.
Yes,
actor.
That is. I see it now.
Brother.
Yeah, yep, I see
Macaulay's
it now. Okay,
brother.
I absolutely see it now.
Kieran Culkin plays Fuller in Home Alone.
That's right.
Cousin Fuller.
That is,
you know,
right.
He doesn't want to.
I have heard
doesn't
that.
Want to sleep in the hide of bed.
Yeah. Okay, huh. There it is.
Didn't know that.
Sarah Snook's an amazing actress. Like, I just watched It's All Her Fault on Peacock. I don't know if you guys have watched that. She killed that role as well. But her as Shiv is good. The whole cast is just incredible, man. I cannot believe I waited this long to get into it. But I'm happy I'm locked in right
now. How's that New Year's resolution crowd at the gym?
Oh, it was brutal. Man.
My gym is packed right now.
It was
crazy.
Brutal. So yesterday I get out of here. Usually I'll go after the show. And I pull into the parking lot, and I wasn't even thinking about that on my way to the gym. Didn't even think about it all day. Couldn't find a parking spot. Couldn't find the machines I usually like to get after on a Monday. So, yeah, the New Year's resolution crowd is taking over the gym right now. We'll see how long it lasts.
Give it a month.
I was going to say about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You're going about a month, and then we'll get back to our, you know, regularly scheduled programming at the gym. Funny thing happened last night in the world of the NBA. I heard Uncle Bo mention this during their three things segment on their way out, that he saw that Snoop Dogg was on the broadcast last night, or at least in some form or fashion for the Warriors and Clippers game. It's been a clunky year for the Warriors. If you guys haven't been paying attention to the NBA, I get it. We're all knee-deep in football right now. But Draymond Green and Steve Kerr have been going at it. Look, stuff we've seen before. But the Warriors lost last night. Final score 103-102. They were in L.A. taking on the Clippers. And Steve Kerr wasn't happy about something, got ejected from the game. And here is Snoop Dogg's breakdown of that situation.
Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up, Steve. Ray.
He's
fire
already.
Him.
He's already gone.
Steve banging Inglewood right now. Inglewood. Get him, Steve. You and Inglewood, Steve. The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at him.
I mean, you just got to love Snoop, man. Snoop is just everywhere. I feel like every time I see a commercial break or I see a new show popping up, he's a part of it. But that's not the first time I've heard him do anything like as far as the broadcasting stuff. He's done wrestling stuff. He's done hockey stuff. Yeah. If you just search any of that stuff, Snoop Dogg is the absolute best, man. He's one of the GOATs for sure. And last night, he delivered again.
That got better and better as it went on. He got in there, shout out Inglewood. Then he got, arr, 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 arr. I love
Wildcat
Snoop Dogg.
Came out of him.
I think we're going to see a lot of Snoop Dogg coming up at the 2028 Summer Olympics, don't you think?
Out in L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
All right, counterculture opinion. I think he's overexposed. I think he's somewhere on that. He's approaching the Mount Rushmore. They might be on the Mount Rushmore.
Is it possible to be overexposed but always deliver? Because I do.
I mean, we see
a lot of Snoop Dogg, but he tends to deliver.
Okay.
I'm with DT on this. I don't think I see anything from him where it annoys me the way Will Ferrell at the hockey game annoyed me.
Okay, well, that was uncalled for.
Like, Will Ferrell to me.
We went over this with the child umpire. Now we have the adult child hockey ref.
I don't know where you're at on Will Ferrell. TLC and I are like, respect his hustle, respect what he's done, but he's just not our guy. Are you a Will Ferrell guy?
Yeah, I like Will Ferrell films from back in the day. I'd say there's been a Will Ferrell fall off, and now he, you see a lot of him online when it comes to being at Kings games.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
It's more of a local thing at crypto.com arena. Like, people like to see Will Ferrell there. He goes to a lot of games. He does his shtick, but I can definitely see that. You see a lot of Will Ferrell in those situations.
You know who I'm worried about, fellas, that I think maybe the public will turn on him sooner rather than later because of overexposure?
Jelly Roll.
Not Jelly Roll.
Chalamet.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, good call on that one.
I think we're getting to a point where that's going to happen because he's a great actor. I have not seen the newest movie that he did, but I heard Marty Supreme was really, really good. But the whole Knicks stuff with him being at every Knicks game and doing rap songs. And look, I like him.
Kylie Jenner.
I'm good on Chalamet. Like, I can rock with him for sure. But I think he may be the next guy in line to where maybe the public turns on him just a little bit because of overexposure.
This was my take. I saw Marty Supreme on Christmas Day. It was good for me, not great. Chalamet, I thought the acting in the movie throughout was excellent by everybody. Chalamet, for me, it was so hyped up, this movie going in, because he did so much marketing for it, and it's that new kind of viral social media marketing. So if you're online, you're going to see it a lot. Uh-huh. I said to my buddy, good movie, great performance by Chalamet. Like you, I enjoy Chalamet. Think he's a good actor. Think he's a kind of a cool guy. Mm-hmm. He's obviously got juice. Take 365 off. I do not want to see you for 365 days. Come back in a banger of a movie. I'm right back.
I'm just telling you, man, like, because now with the Knicks getting up for the, you know, All-Star break, the second half of the season, they're looking like they could be a really good team the rest of the way out, even though they're struggling right now. He's going to be that Spike Lee courtside celebrity that you see all the time. And TLC brought up who his partner is. Like, you know, Kylie, and you know how people feel about that. I'm good with Kylie, too, but I think he is the next guy to maybe have some smoke coming his way from the public. I hope not, because I think the dude's an absolute star.
But I think you're right, and I did see some of the smoke in the comment sections of that video, of the rap video that he put out. But he is getting to the point where if you do the math, it's like 2 or 3 years ago, prior to the Bob Dylan movie, it's like, I've never heard of this kid. And now he's on Game Day, you know, breaking down the MAC championship.
He killed
game.
It on Game Day. That was a good appearance.
Now he's dating one of the Kardashian Jenners. And so it's like, this dude just came out of nowhere. It's like, this is the cycle of up-and-coming superstars in the, I guess, zeitgeist of America. I just big word alerted myself.
Yeah, yeah, fire
off. Yeah, there we go. In the zeitgeist of pop culture. And then what do you do once you become popular? You date one of the Kardashians or the Jenners.
There you go. There you go. I thought Dune was great. Both of them.
I love those movies.
Dune 2 was amazing.
Yeah.
Dune 2 was absolutely incredible. Hey, coming up next, we got an update on where the Browns may be headed when it comes to the head coaching position. We will fill you in next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
We used to have a billboard with our host's face on it, but only ugly people work here now.
Your mama say you ugly. Hey!
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
And Jimmy.
We're all disgusting beings. Things are leaking out of our orifices at all times. You got something leaking out right now.
You don't know it,
but you do.
Common Man and Timmy, Afternoons on the Fan, is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live. For the better of myself, my family, my weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Periods of drizzle with scattered showers developing this afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy. It'll be breezy and mild with highs in the low 50s. For tonight, cloudy and breezy overnight with lows into the upper 30s. And then for Wednesday, we do start off cloudy with more sunshine throughout the day and daytime highs in the upper 40s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The perfect ratio of sports talk, dogs, pro wrestling, and gambling advice.
It's science.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
That you are. Welcome back in. Dylan Tyre in the building today for AR. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk all things Bengals with Mike Petraglia, Jungle War Podcast, get his take on Zach Taylor, Duke Tobin, the roster, what they need to do, and maybe free agency, all those good things. So do not move. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. You mentioned our lovely folks in the chat maybe have mentioned somebody that they believe is a little overexposed and maybe the public will turn on sooner rather than later. Who we got?
Yeah, so I think this is a pretty good call out. We got the question, what are your guys' thoughts on Drewski? He's approaching the oversaturation point. I like Drewski, but I could definitely see that, especially since we brought up Chalamet, because as part of the promotion for Marty Supreme, Chalamet was on Drewski's little talent show that he does.
The Could Have Been Records talent show, which is amazing. Like I've watched all those in every city. They're absolutely ridiculous. Here's the thing. I don't know if Drewski just yet has really blown up in the public, like the mainstream stuff just yet. Like you're starting to see some of the commercials pop up, like the T-Mobile commercial, and I think maybe there's another sports book or something
that he's doing. Don't know who Drewski
exactly.
is.
Correct. If he pops up on the screen, your dad and mom's like, who is that guy? Exactly.
So that I don't think he's that close to that just yet. He's kind of in that YouTube world, social media world. And look, he's built an amazing brand. I think all his stuff is absolutely hilarious. He just did kind of this fake record label that he has. He went on a major tour. Snoop Dogg was there. Wiz Khalifa was there. So he's getting to that point. The pot is kind of boiling, but I'm in on everything Drewski does. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, I find Drewski to be very funny too. I love all the skits that he posts on social media, but that's the key. I would say he's not quite reached that level of exposure yet because he is for a certain vintage. If you're online watching TikTok, Instagram Reels, like I assume all three of us are, you're going to know who Drewski is. But if you're not quite there and maybe you're a little bit older, you probably don't know who he is to that extent.
Yeah, because like the T-Mobile commercial, it's Drewski and I think it's Zoe Saldana's in it, and he's kind of carrying the Christmas tree. I don't think people really would know. Like a lot of people would know, to TLC's point, who that guy is, but he's on his way, man. He is absolutely on his way. Hey, quick reminder, top of the hour, 1 o'clock, the floor is yours. We want to hear from you no matter what it is, sports related, life related, whatever you want to get off your chest. Call in at 614-821-9710. So yesterday, a lot of news was wrapped around the NFL, right? Black Monday, specifically here in Ohio with what the Bengals did and what the Browns did up in Cleveland. They decided to move on from Kevin Stefanski and keep general manager Andrew Berry. Mary Kay Cabot had some new news after we got out of here yesterday that the Browns are likely to interview defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz to replace Kevin Stefanski along with Brian Flores and some other possible candidates. DT, how do you feel about those two guys on the surface when you hear Mary Kay reporting that the Browns are at least just going to interview those two gentlemen?
I think interviews are fine. I am skeptical when it comes to hiring that defensive-minded head coach in today's NFL. I talked about it yesterday. It depends on what the Cleveland Browns want to do at that quarterback position, but in my mind, I feel like you have to marry the head coach with the quarterback. Otherwise, you're going to have a rotating cast at the offensive coordinator spot. That's just how it works, right? If you are a successful team in the NFL, your coordinators are going to get poached. That can hurt an offense, especially if you're going to draft a quarterback in the next couple of years or if you're going to go with Shador. Whoever it is obviously has to have a plan for what they want to do in that quarterback room. With that said, if the Browns want to realign their identity with defense and running the football, I'm on board with this. Jim Schwartz, not necessarily a successful head coach in the past, another opportunity here potentially. And then Brian Flores, I think, is an interesting name. You know, there are things out there with him in the NFL. I think he still has an ongoing lawsuit against the NFL, which maybe that could lead to some pause for some other owners and other teams. But he's a guy that the defense is proven, right? It's a proven commodity. Wherever Brian Flores is going to go, that defense is going to hunt and it's going to be very good. Jim Schwartz already has that, right. that dialed in Cleveland. But for me, that's where my pause goes. And I know the Titans, the same thing. The Titans have already brought some names out there, put some names out there that there's some defensive-minded guys that they're interviewing. Yeah. You got to go offense with Cam Ward.
I agree. I think one of the names you may be thinking about is Steve Spagnuolo, yeah. the defensive coordinator from Kansas City. I completely agree with everything you said, especially when you're talking about resetting at the most important position, which I think is going to happen again. Not really sure as far as where they're going to go. At the quarterback spot, but we shall see. But when you talk about the defense under Schwartz, those guys have been locked in, flying around. You got arguably the best defensive player in the sport in Myles Garrett. And this year, Browns defense, not the issue. Finishing fourth in the league in yards allowed. However, the last 2 years, when you look at where the offense has been, they've been in the basement. They have been in the basement. Second to last this year in points per game, only 16 per contest. And then last season, they finished dead last with 15. And so I would like to keep Jim Schwartz as the defensive coordinator. No disrespect to him, but like you said, we know that works. And now I think you go find a guy that has some offensive chops to him and some creativity on offense. And look, we touched on this yesterday. With the personnel that they had, I don't really know how creative you can get offensively, especially when you're talking about the guys on the outside and also young quarterbacks and starting off the season with an old quarterback in Joe Flacco. But I think maybe they should look around, maybe even as an OG like Mike McCarthy, right? And I know that name may not excite a lot of people, but you look at his stops in Green Bay, you look at his stop in Dallas, there's some pretty good offensive stuff that followed him there. I won't be surprised either if a name like Joe Brady pops up. He seems like he's kind of been on deck for one of these head coaching spots. We've been hearing about him for the longest, going back to his time at LSU with Burrow and that crew down there. And then I think one more defensive name, Dylan, will pop up. And I think it's Robert Saleh. Because Robert Saleh left the Jets. It was not good, but he's a guy now that I think under Kyle Shanahan's kind of tutelage to a certain degree, maybe he got a little bit of that rub offensively again to say, okay, I can learn from my mistakes in New York. And I wouldn't be surprised if they give him an interview amongst some other teams as well.
I think the Browns are in a good situation, like I said yesterday. But when it comes to the coaching, you have some options too, because, hey, if you're not going to hire Jim Schwartz to be the head coach and you want to keep him in place as the defensive coordinator, he's a guy who already has that experience yeah. leading a team. If you want to bring in a first-time head coach like a guy like Joe Brady, it's somebody to kind of bounce ideas off of, somebody else to rely on. I think that's a recipe that works. And then, like you said, you could go with a guy who's been there before, a Mike McCarthy, who obviously has sat in that chair and knows how to operate an organization. Robert Saleh, of course, had his struggles with mm-hmm. the Jets. But like you said, he goes back to San Francisco, maybe matures a little bit, picks up some things yeah. here and there. He's a guy that's been there before. So you have options mm-hmm. as the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, it's Cleveland. There's dysfunction there. The ownership. There's always going to be some sort of dysfunction, but if you find a guy that's going to shift that culture, sit in that chair, it's a pretty good situation. Yeah. I'm higher on the Browns than I think maybe some other people are.
Offensive line, I think, is massive for them. We talk wide receivers, massive for them as well. So no matter who you drop in there, quarterback, that offensive line's got to be a lot better than they were this past season. We got new news on Kevin Stefanski as well and where he's going to be interviewing here in the next few days and into the coming weeks. And the three teams that are out there, you've got the New York Giants, the Tennessee Titans, and the Atlanta Falcons. And yesterday when I was in here, I was pretty dug in on if I were Stefanski, I would want to go to the New York Giants situation. But then I thought about Atlanta. And what popped into my brain was, can you trust the health of Michael Penix? And then I had to remind myself of how banged up Jackson Dart was all year, right, with the concussion stuff and how scary that can be. That's obviously, as we know, a very delicate thing to deal with in this sport. And so while I believe in the young talent that is in New York, if I were Kevin Stefanski, that's something as well to where you get, that's going to bring me a little bit of pause. I think you and I see a nice future for Cam Ward. I think you feel the same way about what he's been able to do. The Titans are coming into this offseason as well with over $100 million in cap space. So they have the ability to bring in some right now talent, maybe some veteran talent wherever they may need it. And so he finished the year pretty strong. Cam Ward did. 9 touchdowns and 1 interception over his last few games. And so I think I'm going to moonwalk just a little bit off of me being 10 toes completely down on the Giants being the better situation, because maybe it is Tennessee based off of where I think Cam Ward can be and what they may be able to do this offseason with the amount of money that they can throw around.
It is an interesting thing, though, because you're talking about an injury situation with Jackson Dart. You're talking about an injury situation, the ACL recovery for Michael Penix. Cam Ward got hurt in the final game of the season, the sprained AC joint, and it's going to take him some time to recover. So you're looking at another injured quarterback in one of these openings where, I don't know, you know how it works. You get in there, but you can't be with the players right away. Then they come in for a mini camp, and then they come back for training camp. Are you going to get what you want out of Cam Ward in his first full off season? I don't know, but I'm kind of with you where I like that situation in Tennessee with all the cap space and they've got a young offensive line. They've got the young quarterback. I think that's a nice situation.
And I think you got to think about the Raiders now too. They're a team reading some of their stuff that they got a lot of money they can throw around. And however you feel about Fernando Mendoza, that's going to be the big thing there with that number one overall pick, which we're assuming is going to be him. But yes, Kevin Stefanski currently scheduled to do interviews with the Giants, Atlanta Falcons, and the Tennessee Titans. Coming up in 2 minutes, we're going down to Cincinnati to talk all things Bengals with Mike Petraglia from the Jungle Roar podcast. We're Rothman and Ice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Serving in Vietnam, a grenade took my ability to see. Today, I'm a sculptor. Now, my fingers are my eyes. I'm Michael Naranjo. As a veteran, I know the challenges of life can be great. In my art, turning a lump of clay into something beautiful, that is worth doing. Life is like that. We each must use what we can to make things better.
DAV helps veterans like Michael get the benefits they've earned. They help more than a million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
Now, I show others how they can create something with their own hands. I know it can do a lot of good. With support from DAV, more veterans can shape their lives into a thing of beauty. My victory is bringing beauty into the world.
Michael Naranjo, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Truth of the matter is, you're listening to Rothman and Ice on 97.1 The Fan.
That is correct. Welcome back in. Dylan Tyer in the house today for AR. Going to light up right now. The Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, and bring on one of our favorites, Mike Petraglia. Make sure you're checking out the Jungle Roar podcast. It's awesome stuff for you Bengal fans to follow. Heck, if you're even an AFC North fan, I like keeping an eye on what everybody's doing. So be like me and follow the Jungle Roar podcast. Trags, how you doing, my man?
Man, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well. Appreciate you asking. And as always, we appreciate your time. Let's start with, you know, the news that came out yesterday. I know there were some Bengal fans that were reaching out to us and kind of pointing the finger, Mike, at Duke Tobin and his lack of, I guess, productivity from his position when it comes to the roster and young talent that they're not necessarily believing in. So hit us with your take on that, the Duke Tobin angle of this, and whether or not you were surprised that he will be returning.
I was a little bit surprised, but not shocked. And the reason is the Mike Brown and Katie Blackburn families, they believe in continuity. And Zach Taylor made a point of saying that yesterday, that they feel that they are close enough to where a couple of tweaks can be made to the roster, and this ship, which sank to the bottom of the ocean in 2025, can sail, be resurrected and sail to calmer and brighter waters in 2026. I don't know if that's the case, but they believe that Duke Tobin, not getting rid of him right now, is the best tack to take. Also, there is a big part of this people and fans of the Bengals need to understand. Duke Tobin is a part of their family, and they just don't want to remove someone who knows the inner workings of the family and knows what Katie Blackburn and Troy Blackburn and Mike Brown want in their football operations. The Brown family and the Blackburns do not want an outsider going in there. So it's almost by default that Duke Tobin is coming back as director of player personnel for the Bengals. For all of those clamoring for a general manager and a highly functional NFL front office, Bengals are not going to do that. They don't believe that they need to do that. They believe that their family mom-and-pop operation is fine the way it is. And once you understand that they want to maintain control over football operations and the budget that goes along with it, you understand why Duke Tobin keeps his job with the Bengals.
Mike, it's very easy for them to say, yep, we're just a couple of pieces away. We're going to regroup and make some changes during the offseason. But is that an actually viable thing? Like, is this family going to open up the checkbook and pay people to come in that are going to affect this defense in particular?
I think opening up the checkbook is something, as long as they are writing the check and as long as they are making the decision, I think they will pay. See, that's where you really have to understand what the problem is with the Bengals. The Bengals' problem isn't necessarily how thrifty they've been over the years. It's how they've chosen to spend their money and how they've been adamant about not adding to their scouting department, not bringing in a functional general manager like all of the other Super Bowl caliber teams have. Not bringing in outside voices or outside methods that might help them do a more thorough job in evaluating player personnel. They don't believe in that. But when it goes out, if you tell them, if Duke Tobin goes out and tells them, and then Zach Taylor tells them this offseason, like he hinted he would yesterday at his season wrap-up press conference, that we need A, B, and C players on our roster, on our defense specifically, to make us much, much better, and they do a good enough sales job, then the Browns will go out and pay that money. They will do that. But when you're talking about bringing in other people from the outside who know more about the landscape of the NFL free agent market, they are not going to do that. And they don't want anyone outside of their little small circle making those decisions. That's the essence of the problem with the Bengals.
Mike Petraglia from the Jungle Roar podcast joining us here on The Fan, talking all things Cincinnati. Let's talk about now Al Golden. Reports yesterday after we left, Mike, that Zach Taylor is going to bring him back for year two. Just talk about Al in year one, what you think of the scheme that he ran, and do you think that there's personnel in house that can make the product better in year two on that side of the ball?
Well, he spent a good deal of time yesterday talking about Al Golden, how his staff worked very hard to come together, get on the same page with the scheme, how they coached up, especially the younger players, the two rookie draft pick linebackers, Barrett Carter and Demetrius Knight Jr., and of course, first-rounder Shamar Stewart, who was really, really slowed in his development by injury this year. Zach Taylor really likes the way Al Golden worked with them, was patient with them, much to the detriment of the productivity early on in the season. We saw in the Jets game and the Bears game back-to-back weeks, it was disastrous. It probably cost them a chance at making a late-season run at the playoffs. But Zach Taylor knows Al Golden very well. They're friends on and off the field, and he sees the statistic of the defense allowing, I think it was, 18 points a game over the final seven games of the season as an indication that they were headed in the right direction, and that with a full season under their belt, with Al Golden's staff underneath him having a full year to understand, as Zach Taylor said yesterday, what we expect from them going forward and what our schemes are designed to fit, he believes that they'll be the right choices going forward.
Mike, I think there's injury concern around Joe Burrow now going into every single season, and maybe even more concerning than that, some of the comments that he made to the media towards the end of this season. How might that affect the Cincinnati Bengals offseason? Maybe some uncertainty around the quarterback.
I think that's a fair question in terms of, do the Bengals draft a backup? I think that that is a very viable question to ask, especially if they don't bring back Joe Flacco, especially if Jake Browning is not around anymore. What happens if Joe Burrow gets injured again? What direction are they going to go in if they don't have Joe Flacco to fall back on? And they're probably going to have to look at drafting a backup quarterback. Sure, there's a possibility that they could sign somebody off the heap closer to training camp. But and I'm not trying to take a shot at this former Cincinnati Bearcat, but Desmond Ridder, that experiment did not work out well for the Bengals this past year. They saw him a couple of times in training camp scrimmages and once in the preseason. They didn't like what they saw, and that's why they were left to scramble after Jake Browning didn't look good when Joe Burrow initially got hurt and they had to go out and make a trade for Joe Flacco. They were scrambling, and I think that's a great question to ask, because I think probably they're going to have to address that in the later rounds of the draft this year.
Mike, where do you think we're headed with Trey Hendrickson? Any chance that they're going to put the franchise tag on him this offseason?
There's a chance, but I don't think it's likely. With so many other needs pressing on that defense, I think they would probably just rather have that money freed up, not franchise them, and probably expand their cap space from just over $70 million to maybe north of $85 million. I think that's the direction you're looking at there. If Trey Hendrickson hits the open market and the market coming off the injury and the surgery that he's had is not there, and he wants to revisit coming back to the Bengals, I think the Bengals would certainly take a look at that, but they are not going to franchise him, I don't believe, and nor are they going to offer him the kind of money he's looking for in free agency.
Do you believe that they're going to offer Joseph Asai a deal?
That's a great question. He indicated yesterday, and I spoke to him about this, that he would love to come back to Cincinnati. Obviously, it's a business decision. I think there's an opportunity for perhaps a 2 to 3 year deal, somewhere in the neighborhood of, let's say, $16 million a year, that they would bring him back, depending on, you know, look, they paid B.J. Hill 3 years, $33 million. I think Joseph Asai is probably worth a little bit more of that, more than that. And he's younger than B.J. Hill. I think there's a chance that you could see Joseph Asai getting that kind of offer from the Bengals. But to be honest, guys, I think Asai is going to probably command somewhere in the neighborhood of $18 to $20 million a year. And there's probably going to be a team out there that has seen his tape, and he's had the best year of his career, probably going to give him somewhere in that neighborhood of money.
It's good stuff. He's Mike Petragula, a Bengal fan. Make sure you check out the Jungle Roar podcast. He does an awesome job covering your team. You can follow him on X at Trags, T-R-A-G-S. Mike, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck in the offseason. I'm sure we'll catch up soon. Thank you.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Have a good one.
You too. You too. Mike joined us via the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Coming up, the Buckeyes add some more help via the portal today, and we'll tell you all about that, but also you'll hear from Urban Meyer on what went wrong for the Buckeyes versus Indiana and Miami. We're Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
Whatever you're doing right now, just know that Bo Bishop is enjoying a sip of bourbon. Even if this promo is playing in the morning, no judgment.
Ah, sweet morning drinking.
The Fan.
Have a good day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Tyvis Powell is a contradiction. He'll police the food you have on your plate and shame you into dieting. Also, he has a burner Uber Eats account so his wife doesn't know what he's eating. T-Bone and Tyvis.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
What does it mean to give 100%? It means giving everything you've got, every single day. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. So no matter what you give, we give 100% for life-saving research victories, 100% to making new discoveries that lead to innovative treatments, 100% to groundbreaking cancer research that could one day save someone you love. We know cancer research is working. Over the last 30 years, an estimated 4.5 million lives have been saved thanks to game-changing research breakthroughs. But there is more work to do. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. We will always give 100% to accelerate victory over cancer.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate today at V.org.
Ugh. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
What's up, knuckleheads? You're listening to Rothman and Ice on The Fan. It's not terrible.
Welcome back in, folks. Hey, top of the hour. It's Tuesday. It's going to be 1 o'clock. So you know what that means. It's your segment. The floor is yours. We want to hear from you. 614-821-9710 is our number. TLC will get you on board, and we'll throw you on the air and have a good time. So looking forward to that. Let's update real quick, because you know the portal stuff has just been crazy right now with just so many guys hopping in, hopping out. But Coach Day, Coach Johnson, they added a defensive tackle in John Walker from UCF today. And so a little bit more oomph on the defensive line, which, look, I'm always in favor of DT. You build out the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. There's usually some pretty good things to follow, right? If you, especially if you got the quarterback position checked off. But adding a guy that's got some experience coming on back up to Ohio State and some guys in that defensive tackle room and the defensive line room that are going to be ready to get after and make names for themselves next year. But this is what I like about the portal. You can get a guy who's a redshirt junior who's played at a pretty high level, bring him into your building and see what you got. So that is the newest addition to the defense, is former now UCF defensive tackle John Walker now is officially a Buckeye.
Yeah, I'm seeing some good things here just on a quick Google search of John Walker. He's got great size, 6 foot four, 324 pounds, so you plug that right into the middle of the D-line. And then a really nice player. You look at some of the numbers from the end of his season. He had a seven-tackle game against Houston, pretty much three tackles every game. So affecting the game from that D-line, you like to see that, a productive player.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I would be shocked if Caden McDaniel does not declare for the NFL after the year that he had. But you got some guys like Will Smith Jr., Edrick Houston, and some other guys in that defensive tackle room that are talented and ready to pop off with some opportunity. So Urban Meyer, as we all know, this guy's all over it when it comes to college football. He was on his podcast, I believe, and weighed in on a couple different things here. What you'll hear in this clip is the play calling from a head coaching spot, but also why he thinks things went left when it comes to losses to Indiana and Miami to finish out their season.
Were you all right with Day calling the plays in that game?
I'm one of those guys that believe that the play caller is a little bit, I say this because it's a very serious position, but when I was a head coach who called the plays, you know, the head coach is going to be involved in every play. There's never a play that when you're an offensive coach that does the quarter, the head coach will not say, for example, Ryan Day's my coordinator, Dan Mullen back in the day, whatever. I'd say, okay, Danny, take a shot here. Or I'd hear something come with that and say, no, run the ball, run the ball. So, who's calling plays at that point? I think it's important, but I think at times it's a little bit overrated as well. Here's the issue. You got your ass kicked at the line of scrimmage the last two games.
That's the reality of the situation. So I think going back to the first part of what he was talking about, I'll never know, obviously, what it takes to do all that. But talking to Dane and DeVere, right, on Saturdays during our pregame show, they just talked about how there's something to not only players catching a rhythm, but also play callers catching a rhythm throughout games as well. And this will always be Coach Day's system. He knows it inside and out. But I am very curious where he's going to go this all season and whether or not he wants somebody to come in and call plays the way we saw Chip Kelly do a couple years ago. And I'm still just mind blown, DT, that he's at Northwestern as the offensive coordinator. That is just absolutely crazy. I haven't seen any money or anything as far as what the contract looks like. I'm pretty sure he's probably getting paid pretty handsomely there. But when it comes to Coach Day, like, I think that's got to be a big deal this year. So really sit back and evaluate yourself and the team and where they are, especially now that Hartline is not in the equation anymore, and whether or not he feels like he needs an offensive coordinator. It worked for him a couple of years ago. What Coach Day said at the back end of that, I'm sorry, Coach Meyer said at the back end of that about Coach Day and the offense this year. That's the reality of it. You can dial up a perfect play as a play caller. If your guys cannot hold up, it does not matter in this sport how good your quarterback and your playmakers are. So that'll be a big deal as well in the offseason, is to find five guys up front that can consistently hold up for Julian Sam. But yeah, that no doubt is going to be a pretty big storyline for us to follow here in the coming days and weeks, and whether or not Coach Day is going to hire an OC, man.
Well, I think that flow thing is very important, because when he had Chip Kelly, Ryan Day obviously has 100% trust in him, just because they have that longevity together, right? They know each other. He trusts what Chip Kelly is calling. You know, I'm not going to question the relationship between Brian Hartline and Ryan Day, but a first-time offensive coordinator, do you completely trust the plays that he's calling, or is it going to be what Urban Meyer talked about, where it's like, no, run the ball right here. No, we're going to get this look. I want you to throw here, take a deep shot here. I think whatever it is, Ohio State just needs confidence and continuity in who is going to be calling the plays. If it's going to be Ryan Day, you know, over top saying, or kind of doing that CEO thing where maybe he has an offensive coordinator, but he has some say into what's happening, or is he going to 100% trust the play caller and say, hey, the keys are yours, here's the offense, I'm not going to butt in whatsoever? Whatever it is, I'd like them to decide that and kind of roll with that during the season, because it can get choppy. You know, not to say Ohio State's offense wasn't good at the end of the season, because they still had the guys, but it can get choppy when you're changing things up like that.
For
right?
sure. And I think Julian's going to be at a point too, where maybe Coach Day has now more trust in him and his abilities. And I'm curious, and I would love to just be behind the scenes and a fly on the wall of that, and kind of their last meeting as the quarterback and head coach, and what he foresees, that being Julian, is what he wants the offense to look like and how comfortable he is with certain things. And so that's the tricky part of maybe adding a third party to that, is not really knowing Julian, right? And not having that time on task with Julian and really understanding what he does. And clearly you're going to have an off season, but there's just something about doing it in a game that's different, right? And having those real life bullets coming at you when it's Indiana and Miami and Texas to start the year, some of the tougher challenges that they had, which I'm sure Julian will grow from. But we hear that sometimes, right? Like, you get to year two, year three of your process as a quarterback, you have some say, right? You can throw your weight around a little bit of what you like and don't like. And so I think regardless of what he does, whether he calls the plays himself again or brings in another voice, he is going to make sure that Julian is as comfortable as he can possibly be. And part of that is, yes, the play calling, but it's also the guys up front, because Julian is not a true dual threat type of guy. He's going to carve you up with his arm and his accuracy, which we saw pretty much all season long from him. And so that's got to be, I think, building block A for them. They take care of that with the weapons that they're going to have. And I cannot wait to see what Chris Henry Jr. can do in year one, especially with the attention Jeremiah is going to have, you know, every single snap there. But Julian, I think, is just going to be so much better in year number two and more comfortable within this offense, regardless of who the guy is.
Well, I think you made a tremendous point there in that no matter what they do at the offensive coordinator spot, you're going to hope that he speaks the same language as Ryan Day and Julian Sain, right? Because you're bringing a third voice into this operation. You've already got Ryan Day. You've already got Julian Sain. Last year, you hired from within with Brian Hartline. He speaks the language of the Ohio State offense. It makes it easier for Julian Sain. Is Sain going to have to learn some new things this offseason? Is that going to set him back at all? Or is it just going to be, okay, we're going to continue to allow this thing to snowball downhill. He's going to get more and more comfortable in the offense on top of already being comfortable on the field.
And you know, it sucks the way the season ended. But you know how sports works. Usually young guys, young teams, you got to take it on the chin, usually before you get to really accomplishing great things. And so for Julian, being able to get all the experience that he got from Texas all the way down, I think combined with the skill set that he already has when the game slows down for him and the play calls just become smoother and smoother in the huddle without him even thinking about it, that guy, especially you can get his body together in the offseason, like all of that is going to come together. And look, having Jeremiah always helps. Having Jeremiah always helps. Bo Jackson will be back. He'll be a better player as well. So he'll have some good dudes around him. But at the end of the day, it comes down to what Coach Urban Meyer were talking about. That line of scrimmage better be ready to rock and roll. Hey, top of the hour. It's time. We want to hear from you. The floor is yours, is right around the corner. TLC is ready to answer your calls. 614-821-9710 is our number. We'll chop it up with you next. We're Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
The radio couldn't contain us, so we've taken over YouTube. Catch Morning Juice weekday mornings at 6 by searching 971 The Fan. Do it.
Hey, it's awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
My mom is a veteran and she was injured in the line of duty.
I hurt my leg in a training accident when she was only 2 years old.
She had 7 different surgeries over the span of 9 years and there were tons of complications.
I couldn't be the mom my kids needed me to be.
She missed so much.
After my last surgery, I got an infection so bad I thought it was going to kill me.
I told her she couldn't leave me yet. There was still so much she had to see. I hadn't even graduated.
I'm doing much better now. I may have lost my leg, but I've gained so much. I'm an active part of my kids' lives.
She can kick a mean soccer ball.
DAV's been there for me and my family. Through thick and thin, they've had our back.
Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans like Sandy get the health and disability benefits they've earned so they can achieve victories great and small.
My victory is getting my life back. I got my joy back.
We got our mom back, thanks to DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Hey, what's up? It's
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Benefits.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. The Columbus Blue Jackets begin a 4-game West Coast trip tonight in San Jose against the Sharks at 10. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan gets underway at 9:30. The team this morning announced that they've hired longtime NHL exec Lawrence Gilman as vice president of hockey operations. The Ohio State football team picked up an addition in the transfer portal today. UCF defensive tackle John Walker committed to the Buckeyes. Walker had 39 tackles and a sack last year. He's a 2023 freshman All-American. former Buckeye cornerback Bryce West is heading to Wisconsin. The Cleveland Cavaliers hitting the road for a matchup with the Indiana Pacers tonight at 7. The Dallas Cowboys parting ways with defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus after one season. This one brought to you by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice on 97.1 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Bottom of the hour, the people's champ, Tyvis Powell, will join us to talk Buckeyes and Browns. But right now, it's my favorite segment of the week because we're talking to you guys. The floor is yours, is here. 614-821-9710 is our number. Get on in here. I want to hear from you. I want to hear how you've been. Look, if you're a Steelers fan and you want to come on and dunk on me, so be it. I will take it. I will take it all. TLC, who we got lined up? Who's caller number one this week?
So apparently Danny in Delaware is out, so he's sending in plants, and he sent in Tony in Akron on his behalf.
Okay. Tony, welcome in. The floor is yours. What's going on?
Yeah, hey, guys, calling in for the regular Danny in Delaware. You know, he hates to miss work, but he's out there today currently celebrating the firing of Kevin Stefanski. He was hoping he would be able to visit him in prison, but instead he's down on Warren Boulevard in Arizona letting it rip all day today. So it's a big day for him. He said he's more fired up today than the birth of his own kids. He said next year is the Browns divisional championship. He's so confident that he wants to let all you know that whoever bets, to put it all in on the Browns. He's got his kids' tuition money. As you know, he's sending them to Franklin University. He's looking to upgrade that to Kenyon. So let's go, Browns. Let's go, Danny in Delaware.
Oh, man. Tony, you're the best. Danny, you're the best. We appreciate you. All I heard
about... Where's our coaching scandal?
Look, Danny is always with us, man. We love Danny. I hope he's doing well. But there are definitely some Browns fans, DT, that are happy that they're moving on from Kevin Stefanski. A lot of them felt like it was just time.
Hey, Franklin University makes it possible,
here it is,
man.
Talk about it. TLC, what we got next?
Tommy is on campus.
Tommy, what's going on, man? Welcome in. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. A longtime listener, Matty Ice, I love you, dude. You are my guy.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I want to see the Buckeyes do something on the offensive line. It's been an issue for so long, and like we need to get a win in the transfer portal. This coaching staff needs to prove that they have what it takes to get a transfer in there, a big-time transfer, and I think it's time to show it. So let's go get an offensive lineman.
No, I appreciate the call. It's definitely a good point. It's what we kind of just talked about with Coach Meyer mentioning that on his podcast, that's what went wrong, right? There's always some finite things within those games, a missed field goal here, not doing well on third down or whatever it may be, but you could just feel it in that Miami game, right? That they were going to be able to get after them early, whether it was just, hey, getting beat up straight up, you know what I mean, by in one-on-ones or not picking up blitzes or whatever it may be. There's some confidence that Coach Bowen is doing some good things out there on the recruiting trail. So we'll see how quickly that can translate. But to his point there, you know, you can hop in the portal and get some veteran guys. And they've done that over the last few years. They found a few guys here and there that have been good players, but they just need it across the board, DT. They do that. They should be in good shape.
Yeah, I think you just got to make sure that fit is right when it's coming out of the portal, right? Because I think Ohio State liked what they did, particularly on the offensive line in the transfer portal this past season. Did that work out great? Not necessarily. Yeah. I don't know if the Ohio State offensive line has been an issue for so long. Right. I thought they were pretty darn good last year, but it's been on and off. I'll mm-hmm. say that. They've always recruited the offensive line at a high level. It's about developing those guys. Yeah. And I'm with you, though. If you can go out and score somebody big in the transfer portal, got
to
do it.
No doubt. If you're looking to call in, again, our number is 614-821-9710. TLC, who we got next?
We are just loaded with callers. We got Donald in Gahanna.
Donald, what's going on? Welcome in. The floor is yours. Donald, we got you.
Uh-oh. Somebody's not paying attention.
Oh, Donald, come on. Lock in, Donald.
Donald.
We're looking for Donald, you there? All right, put Donald back on hold. We'll see if we can get him in. Who you got next?
We are bumping him to the bottom. We will instead go to James, who is in Newark.
Okay, James, welcome in. The floor is yours.
How's it going, guys? Matty Ice, huge fan. I appreciate you guys taking my call. I just wanted to say I am a Steelers fan, and I will rub it in your face just a little bit because you've been doing it for long enough. What do you think the Steelers' chances are in the playoffs? I mean, let's be realistic here. They're not like an elite, super elite team, but I'm curious to see What do you think their path looks like, and how do you think they're going to do on that path?
Their path to victories right now, to me, even over the last few seasons, is playing really good defense, which they usually do, cleaning up on special teams, which they usually do. I just don't think their ceiling offensively is high enough. And I think this time of year, you got to have some pop. You're going to get DK back, so we'll see what he's feeling like refreshed. But I have never really loved this Arthur Smith system. They were last in the league this year in plays ran. They're just slow, methodical unit. That's what they do. And so they really got to get into a game to where they can get a couple turnovers that shorten the field for them. And Boswell knocks in a few field goals from deep or something like that. I'm not really seeing it, Dylan, right now as far as an offensive spark or a team that can create offense that's going to push them into a decent postseason run.
The Steelers do have that voodoo, though. And if you're a Steelers fan, I think you know that. Like, I would not be surprised to see the Steelers find a way to beat Houston. It would take a couple of upsets, but you know, you're talking about the Chargers. Could the Steelers beat the Chargers in the playoffs? I could see that happening. Could the Steelers beat a team like the Jaguars in the playoffs? Denver, what if they were to lay an egg in a game against a team like the Steelers? I could certainly see a path. It's viable for the Steelers. Is it likely? No, because I think a team like the Patriots would beat them. I think the Bills would handle a team like the Steelers. But if they can get into that Steelers voodoo, I would not be surprised to see them win a game or two.
What we got next, TLC?
Let's go to Vaughn, of course. Hey, we have Vaughn every single week. He's our Georgia-Ohio State hybrid.
All right, get on in here, Vaughn. Welcome in. How you doing today? And the floor is yours.
You know I'm doing horrible, but thank you guys for having me. Ohio State and Georgia take losses. It's probably one of the worst weeks of my life. I will just add on the Steelers, no disrespect to TLC, that the Steelers are not beating the Texans. That defense is just too insane. But I don't think the offensive line is really the problem. I do think that sometimes we try to get too creative with amazing skill players where you don't have to send them 30 yards down the field like you can. And you can hit a 59-yard pass to Jeremiah, and then you can draw up a play that has the tight end wide open in the end zone. But if your lineman just ran 59 yards after a completion, maybe we want to run the ball, you know, and not take a sack on that play and then not be forced to throw a screen that leads to a pick six. So there's a mixture of like in-game situations where I do need our coaches to just be better. Because if I'm listening to Paul Keels on the radio talking about how Saravelle is struggling behind the line, I'm not running four verticals to the end zone because he's going to get beat by a defensive lineman. So there are times where we can help out our players. And then there's just got to be a toughness that our players bring. I'm not even really trying to talk about Georgia because we had that game. We had the lead. Ole Miss is a great team. Kirby Smart had grown out of like letting teams get back into the game. But then just like Ryan Day, he started doing it again. So I'm just hopeless, hurt. You guys have a great day.
Appreciate you, Vaughn. I think that was a good call from him, Dylan. Especially it's never one thing, right? But I think he identified maybe a few things that held Ohio State back in some critical games.
Tremendous points by Vaughn there. Yeah. It comes down to the battle in the trenches. How about the quick game, too? Let's throw some slants and let the playmakers run with the football,
yeah,
you know?
Especially a guy like Jeremiah with his body type. You could see him easily boxing out guys and creating a nice target for Julian. TLC, who's on deck? Where are we going next?
We're going to Dublin to talk to Marcus.
Marcus, welcome in. The floor is yours.
What's up, people? Happy Tuesday. I just wanted to reach out. I'm unfortunately a Browns fan, but I am curious as to how they're going to utilize this 6th overall pick in next year's draft. And with how good the defense is, I feel pretty confident it's going to be on the offensive side and in between the offensive line or potentially even a wide receiver. I'm curious what you guys kind of think in that regard. I mean, and even throwing in the quarterback into the conversation, I know Shador's still young and he has a lot of development that could be done here in the near future, but at the same time, he's also done not a lot of bad, and it's pretty clear how the Browns felt about him from the beginning. So you guys think it's going to be a wide receiver or offensive tackle? Because, I mean, with that 6th overall pick, you could look at Carnell Tate or Jordan Tyson from Arizona State, or, you know, our offensive line has kind of been, specifically the tackle position has been pretty banged up last year. So maybe a Spencer Fano from Utah or Caden Proctor from Alabama. I'm just kind of curious how you guys feel about that as of now.
No, Marcus, I think it's a fair question. And I'm a guy, Dylan, that's always going to lean towards let's build it out of the trenches first. And I know the Carnell Tate stuff, especially for Browns and Buckeye fans, that would be a lot of fun. But I think you got to start it there, right? And you got to start with the trenches and getting that offensive line in order, and then you just got to hope that there's enough depth in this wide receiver class that maybe you can grab a guy in the second round that can be impactful, or you look at the free agent market. Maybe there's a guy there that you could bring in. So to answer Marcus's question, I would go offensive line at six.
Don't forget, they've got that Jags pick as well. It's going to be later in the first round. I'm going to go with a skill position. I think they got to get some weapons in Cleveland. Harold Fannin had an awesome season, but Jerry Jeudy is not it as the wide receiver one. I think you got to take a wide receiver and help out that offense that way.
TLC, we got one more?
Yeah. First of all, your segment's a smash because I'm working hard back here. Never had so many calls, so congratulations to you. We'll go to Columbus. Talk to Nick.
Nick, what's going on? Welcome in. The floor is yours.
What's going on, boys? I appreciate you for having me. I want to talk about the Bengals. You know, I mean, it's just ever since that Super Bowl, you know, it's never been the same. And I want to know what they can do in the future to be able to really build off of that, because you got Zach Taylor, who has not had great seasons since that Super Bowl. And, you know, Burrow, he just seems really down. So who's the guy to really step up and bring that camaraderie and get everyone together to possibly be like a Super Bowl champ, you know?
Yeah, no doubt, Nick. I appreciate the call, and I completely understand where you're coming from. I think it's actually guys and not a guy. I think they're pretty far away on defense, right? They got some young guys, especially at linebacker, that they wanted to build around this year. Maybe those guys will be dudes for them. The biggest thing is Joe Burrow's health, right? When he's healthy, you're usually going to have a chance, but it's that side of the ball. There's been too many games where they've scored 30, 35-plus points over the last couple of years and lost those games. When your offense is cooking that way, that cannot happen. So it's just got to be a collective, I think, of bodies and guys on the defensive side that can get them back to the promised land where they were a few years ago.
When it comes to altering the culture there, you've got the same head coach in charge and Zach Taylor. I think it's got to be Joe Burrow, right? Joe Burrow is kind of that cool guy. I don't know how vocal he is there. To me, he's got to be the guy that this offseason, it's like, let's go.
Shake the room a little bit.
Figure things out here. I think it comes down to Joe Burrow. He's got to stay healthy. If he gets hurt, got to battle through it. Next year is the year for the Cincinnati Bengals. You got to show me something.
It's good stuff. Look, callers, we appreciate you guys. You guys are the absolute best. We've been doing this for about a month now. It's my favorite segment of the week. We're going to do it every Tuesday at 1 o'clock. So if we did not get to you, apologies. But you guys, you know we love you, and we'll try to get you in next week.
Was it your favorite segment because it was your idea?
Well, no, listen, it was
Are you patting yourself on the back right now?
No, I'm not. I love hearing from our listeners because, look, we got a lot going on right now, and I know there's a lot of people that are Steelers, Browns, Buckeyes, Bengal fans that listen to our station. So that was good stuff. I enjoyed it. Again, we love you and appreciate you. Coming up next, NFL awards. Where are the odds currently sitting now that we've hit the finale of the regular season? We'll chop it up about that next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
We're the girthiest radio station in the history of radio. Uncomfortably girthy. This promo is uncomfortable. The Fan, Ohio's girth destination.
I'm back to
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes hit the road for a Big Ten battle with Oregon.
Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 9:30 with the tip at 10:30.
Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Hello, it's Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
DeMar Hamlin, I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Periods of drizzle with scattered showers developing this afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy. It'll be breezy and mild with highs in the low 50s. For tonight, cloudy and breezy overnight with lows into the upper 30s. And then for Wednesday, we do start off cloudy with more sunshine throughout the day and daytime highs in the upper 40s. For the Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Anthony sometimes likes to sit and stare at his bundle of Emmy Awards. Unfortunately, it's through the glass of the pawn shop. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Welcome back in, folks. Bottom of the hour. The People's Champ stops by. Tyvis Powell, we're talking Buckeyes. We're talking Browns with him. So do not move. 1:30, the People's Champ will be in the building. DT, award season is getting close. Playoffs are this week. What's our first playoff game this week? Saturday? Who we got first? Remind me again. Where are we going?
Not Steelers-Texans, so I know that's Monday.
Saturday. Oh, it's Chargers at Carolina. That'll be at 4:30 on...
No. Rams is Rams-Carolina.
I'm sorry. Yes, wrong LA team. Thank you, DT. So, yeah, Rams-Carolina at 4:30 on Fox. And then the nightcap will be your Bears.
Yep.
Welcoming in the Packers, 8 o'clock. Sunday looks like Buffalo at Jacksonville, 1 o'clock. San Francisco, Philly, 4:30. Nightcap for that one is Chargers. There we go. And the Patriots at 8 o'clock. And then TLC Steelers will welcome in the Houston Texans and CJ Stroud on Monday night.
Wait, Dylan, first of all, what is your confidence level with the Bears? Because at this radio station, we have a theme of self-loathing Bears fans.
Yeah.
Brandon Beam kind of rides the roller coaster, but the second that he gets hurt, he loses all confidence. He starts the season confident, and then by week two, he's like, oh, it's the disaster. Common man, obviously, self-loathing Bears fan. What's your confidence level at? Because you guys got a pretty good squad this year.
I told Matty Ice yesterday I would rather have Caleb Williams than any other quarterback in the NFL, so I am 100% confident.
Okay. Talk about it.
Hold on. And now we're getting high on our own supply here. This is getting a little bit out of control.
So you're saying he's got too much dip on his chip right now? Is that what you're saying?
I wanted him to have confidence. I just didn't think he was going to say that.
Well, I was telling DT yesterday when he mentioned it to me.
I believe that with every fiber of my being, too.
Because when this happens to you as a fan, especially in the NFL, when you have that feeling come over your body and soul that we found our guy, yeah. I don't know if there's a better feeling in the sport outside of obviously winning the Super Bowl, because now you're waking up on Sundays with real belief that your team has a chance to win.
I have never had this in my life. Never. Like, I've seen the Bears play in a Super Bowl, but I have never had the confidence of waking up and saying the Chicago Bears are going to be in every single game because of their offense and because of the quarterback. It's the Iceman, people. I've got confidence. Uh-huh. I am so excited for Saturday
I'll say
night.
This. It's really hard to make fun of somebody when they're winning. I haven't seen any Caleb Williams like nail polish slander or jokes or those highlight reels of all the sacks that he was taking last year where he was running himself into sacks.
He is the most elusive quarterback in the NFL.
I know. I still contend, because I was such a Trevor Lawrence guy coming out of Clemson, but when Caleb Williams came around, I'm like, dude, people can't sack him. It's like he's got Lamar Jackson's legs with Patrick Mahomes' arm. It's like he's the best of everything. And with all like the Drake May and Jaden Daniels hit so quickly that I think people were really quick to just kind of like disregard Caleb Williams. I'm really glad he's having the season he's having, because coming out of college, I couldn't believe how good he was, and we're now seeing it.
The only question I had about him coming out of USC was kind of that backyardish style of play that you guys are talking about. Can you get away with that against the best athletes in the world? And he's showing that he can still do some of that. But I just think there is good structure around him.
That's why I'm so confident.
Yes, right? Like with Ben Johnson, I thought they did a really good job of, hey, identifying in this past draft, let's get him two playmakers he can grow with. Luther Burden, Colston Loveland, they invested in the offensive line as well. Like, I love when teams do that. When they say, we believe in this young quarterback, let's go all in with him. We got him on our rookie contract. Now you got two rookies that can grow with him that are going to be cheap-ish, but you can invest financially in your offensive line the way that they did, because they're believers in Caleb Williams, and now we're seeing they made the right call.
Yeah, I don't want to make this a Caleb Williams segment, but he's taken the second fewest sacks of all starting quarterbacks in the NFL that played the bulk of the games. He had 21 receiver. Bears receivers dropped the ball 21 times this season, 21-plus after the last game. That's the most in the NFL. So don't come at me about the completion percentage and things like that. You just got to watch the games. I have a lot of confidence in the guy. And no matter what happens against the Packers, this season has been gravy for the Chicago Bears.
I support your love, the love that you have for Caleb Williams. TLC, you're going to get back to that one day, and you're going to be reminded of the feeling that he has when you get not one of these OGs that are doing pretty good, but the young guy that's 23, 24 years old, and you're like, okay, yeah, now we're back to cooking with some hot grease. You'll get back to that feeling one day.
One day. We got to do what you did because you got your guy 32nd overall.
Yes, and that was, I'll never forget that moment.
Trading back in with the Vikings?
Yeah, I believe so. I was getting ready to turn the TV off. And when that little Raven logo popped up in the bottom left corner, I said, oh, what is Ozzie Newsome up to? And that was his gift to us, because remember, he retired after that. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of his last gifts to us as Ravens fans was Lamar Jackson. And so I thought in that draft, if I'm remembering this correctly, TLC, the Saints traded up at one point. And I thought Sean Payton was going to get Lamar, but they drafted Marcus Davenport,
the
defensive lineman.
And they were surprised on the broadcast, too.
Correct, because there was some chatter about, hey, Sean Payton post-Breeze wants to find his guy. Maybe he'll get Lamar Jackson, but that wasn't the case, and I'm thankful for it. But look, Sean Payton's doing some good things out there in Denver right now. Broncos had a heck of a regular season. Speaking of guys and teams that have had great regular seasons, a lot of these awards that you're looking at right now for the NFL, they're not even close, really, as far as where the odds are. So let's rip through some of these, and you can just talk about any of these guys that you like. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, congrats. You're going to be the Offensive Player of the Year. The juice on that right now is minus 10,000. Myles Garrett right now, congrats to you for, again, winning Defensive Player of the Year. The juice on that is minus 50,000. Tetteroe McMillan for the Carolina Panthers, minus 1,500 for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Browns fans, your boy, Carson Schlesinger, minus 1,000 to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. And then Comeback Player of the Year is going to Christian McCaffrey at a minus 1,100, DT. So those are done. Those guys are winning those awards.
I don't like the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Give me Tyler Shuck.
Ooh, okay. Hear it. Does he have enough work on the resume right now? Is the body of work heavy enough for him to take it away from Ted? I don't think so. I like the way he finished the year, but how many games did he get? Five?
He played nine games. He went 5-4 in the nine games. I just think the situation, it was dire for the New Orleans Saints. Tyler Shuck came in, and immediately they became a feisty football team. Like, they were winning games.
They were. No, he made a difference, right? There's no denying that. But I think Tetteroe McMillan, a guy that's a part of a team that's in the postseason, right? And a guy, man, he was one of those guys where you look at his frame, and I didn't know if he was going to be able to beat a lot of defensive backs in the NFL consistently. He's doing that because I watched a lot of, Pac-12 football with him out there at Arizona. And like, I was like, this guy's just absolutely shredding college. It would be interesting to see what he could do in the league. But yeah, that to me, I'm good on Tet McMillan, all the others. JSN, congrats to you. You're going to stumble into a massive contract this offseason. He is extension eligible, so he'll probably be in that $35 to $40 million club with Jamar and Justin. He's absolutely earned every penny of that. And then Myles Garrett is just continuing to add to his Hall of Fame resume, again, with another Defensive Player of the Year award.
All right, so what do we think about the MVP? Because it's going to come down to Drake May and Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford has reestablished himself as the favorite after throwing four touchdowns in a garbage game against the Cardinals. I think it has to be Drake May. Matt Stafford has bigger stats than every other quarterback, but Matt Stafford had an opportunity to lock up that number one seed for the Rams, at least give them a chance going into the final week for the number one seed, and he laid a complete egg against the Falcons.
I'm with you.
Like, are the Patriots where they are? Are they a playoff team without Drake May?
No, sir. Not at all. And if we want to really dig in on this, which I think we should here for a little bit before we get to Tyvis, when it comes to what's around Drake May and what's around Matthew Stafford, to me, it's night and day right now. No disrespect to the guys in New England. Travion's had some good moments for them. Stephon Diggs has popped off every now and then as kind of an OG playmaker in that wide receiver room. But when it's Puka and Devontae and Kyren Williams and Sean McVay as an offensive mind, you have to not, guys, which I hate doing because Stafford has absolutely had a worthy season of being the MVP. But if I did have a vote, what I said about New England and what I think is a little light around Drake May, that would have me wanting to vote for the former Tar Heel.
I was a guy that was in the Stafford MVP camp throughout the season, and then he faltered in a big game. Drake May didn't falter in big games this year. There's a stat out there, I suppose, going kind of against Matt Stafford, that he threw 14 touchdowns this year from the 1 yard line. I don't know if that's true, but if so, that's insane.
I think that connects with Devontae Adams because a lot of his touchdowns have come in the red zone. So I think you're onto something with that for sure.
Yeah, and not to take away touchdowns, because touchdowns are touchdowns, right. You know what I'm saying.
No, I hear you, man. I absolutely hear you. 14-3 for the New England Patriots, the Rams 12-5. That matters to me as well. And I know, look, we can talk about the last place schedule and all that, which some of that is real, but they got it done. And we see a lot of teams get upset. Maybe not a lot, but teams get upset in the NFL because there's more parity around the NFL than there is in college football. So, yeah, I would vote Drake May. If you're interested, get on over to Bet365. Drake May right now available at plus 140. Matthew Stafford at minus 180. We'll keep you up to date on the juice if it changes at all. Coming up next in 2 minutes. The People's Champ joins us, Tyvis Powell, to talk Buckeyes and Browns. It's Rothman and Ice right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Hey. Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Breaking Down the Browns with Tyvis Powell.
Ain't nothing but a gangsta party. Welcome back in. It's time. The People's Champ has arrived. One half of T-Bone and Tyvis, which you can hear every morning right here on The Fan. TP, Happy New Year. Welcome in. How we feeling today, big dog?
Good. Aren't we past the date of saying Happy New Year?
That's a good question. You know what? Probably. I'm probably out of bounds with that. I'm probably out of bounds with that. When do you think it needs to stop?
The second.
Okay, on the second. Okay, fair enough. So I won't say that.
I think they say the Larry David thing is the third, I want to say that.
Is that what he says? I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea. Hey, usually you're doing a workout during the segment with us. Are you working out today?
I'm in the gym.
Okay, what are we working on today?
Me and McNuggets. We about to get a workout in.
Okay, what are you doing today? Last week you were bench pressing.
We're doing chest and tries.
Okay, there it is. Hey, Mary Kay Cabot reported some names that the Browns are likely going to interview, so I want to throw this at you. If you had to pick between Jim Schwartz and Brian Flores as the next head coach for the Cleveland Browns, who would you pick?
Well, it's funny. I mean, obviously, Brian Flores would probably be the favorite, but the thing is, what they're telling me is that the reason that Brian Flores couldn't get it before is because he runs a 3-4 defense, and that doesn't fit Miles. So, like, that plays a part into it. So, if that's the case, then Jim Schwartz would get it if you're catering to Miles Garrett, because he only plays in a 4-3 defense. So, but if you're talking about just overall, if that didn't matter, Brian Flores would be the choice.
Tyvis, I know you're a defense guy, but do you want to hire a defensive-minded head coach if you're the Cleveland Browns right now? I know you're coming off of an offensive mind in Kevin Stefanski, but I don't know about that, a team that really has struggled offensively these last couple of years.
I guess it just matters who you can get as an OC. I mean, I think what this team needs is a leader of men. I think this is one of those guys that's a dictator, my way or the highway, to get people to fall in line. You can't ignore the fact that the Browns have so many pre-snap penalties, so many turnovers, all of those things. They just were an undisciplined team under Kevin Stefanski's tenure, and I think that they have to get that part back. And the only way they're going to do that is if they get a guy that players fear and respect. So with the offensive mind, yeah, I get it. And that's like the hot thing all the time. You always want to get the young, hot OC, that good play caller and things like that. But I also think that you can find one of those guys if you hire the right coach.
All right, let's dig a little deeper on that, because I know that's something that's popped up, not just for Browns fans, but other franchises as well, and their fan base wanting a guy to clean up some of the little things. You are around Urban Meyer. He seemed to be one of those coaches. How can you get that into a player or players? Like, how does that look throughout the week, the process of cleaning up some of those mental mistakes?
Well, I mean, you got to give them a harsh punishment for it. You know, you fumble the ball or you jump off sides, make them run. Like that.
Can you do that in the pros, though? Can you do that in the NFL?
Yeah, okay. You can do that in the NFL. What they going to say, no? Then cut them, wave them. That's how you trade them. That's all you got to do. Yeah, you can do it in the pros. Absolutely. I just think that to me is the only way, because you got to become one of those teams that don't beat themselves. You know, you think about why the Patriots were so good for all those years, where they pride themselves on not beating themselves. You know, they eliminated all of those penalties, all of those turnovers and things like that. And if the Browns truly want to get to that mountaintop, because right now they don't have the roster. So you got to eliminate. Right now, if you're going up against a team with one hand tied behind your back because you don't have the talent on the roster, and you won't have it for about another year or two. So with that being said, how are we going to win games in the immediate future? Well, we got to start with not beating ourselves.
All right, Tyvus, you just talked about that roster. The Browns have to make it better this offseason. They've got two first-round picks to help them do that. Where do you go with those selections?
Well, I keep saying that if I was the Browns with the sixth pick, I would take an offensive tackle. People don't want to hear that. People want to hear wide receiver and all those things. But I think if you look at this draft, there are more wide receivers that's supposed to be good than offensive tackles. So if you're limited on the amount of good tackles in this draft, you best be walking away with one of those guys, because the offensive line was atrocious. I think if the Jacksonville ends up with the 29th or whatever pick they got, there'll still be some wide receivers on the board that you can get.
How are you, if I were to hire you as the GM right now, how would you go about this quarterback room?
Ooh, man, I think that, honestly, the only way you're going to upgrade that room is if you're going to get like Malik Willis or something like that. And I don't think you got the money to do that. So, honestly, I just think you just got to run it back with those three guys. I mean, you got a built-in veteran in Deshaun, and all of those guys are trying to prove something. Like, this is the best time to have a competition, because nobody got the job. So all three of these guys are going to come in hungry. So you're going to get the best out of all three of them for a whole offseason, and then you let the chips fall where they may.
Okay, so you get the same defense. Say you get a similar effort defensively from the Cleveland Browns next year. What's it going to take out of the quarterback to get them in the conversation? Because we saw some flashes from Shador this year, but say Deshaun Watson ends up winning this battle, how good is this guy going to have to be to get the Browns to compete in the division?
Well, if this defense plays the way that they play all season, you could just be a game manager. I think that's the thing. We get so enamored with a guy feeling like he's got to go out there and win the game. Like, that's not necessarily the case. I think, one, if you strengthen that offensive line and you fix the run game, obviously that helps every quarterback. You know, you get Harold Fanning, get Judy. Obviously, if you're able to get another wide receiver, productive wide receiver, like, that's enough to have an effective offense. You know, it's not like you're trying to go out there and be the number one offense. You got a defense that if you get the lead, they're good enough to keep that lead. You know, so I think that should be the game plan. You want to go out in the first half, try to get the lead, and then run the ball effectively in the second half. That's always been kind of the game plan for this Browns team since these guys have taken over 6 years ago. They just very seldomly we've actually seen them be able to complete that.
The People's Champ, Tyvus Powell, joining us here on The Fan here. Make sure you're checking out T-Bone and Tyvus in the morning. Tia, I want to get your opinion on the whole Myles Garrett sack record with a couple extra games, yada, yada, yada. You know how people do right now. They're poking holes in all this. Where do you land on that side of things?
Myles got the sack record. Nothing more to be said. I could care less if it's 16 games, 17 games. How are you going to punish a man because they decided to add another game?
I agree with you.
When you look up that record from now until somebody breaks it, it's going to say Myles Garrett. It's not going to say in 17 games. You could care less about that. Myles has the record. That's what it is. You know, I think Michael Strahan said something. He was being serious about it, but it's kind of funny. He's like, I got the record for 16 games. You know, and see what I got it for 12. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. At the end of the day, Myles got the record. However you want to look at it, however you want to spin it, Myles got the record. End of story.
I'm with you, Tyvus. He's got that record 100%. No asterisks whatsoever. That's Myles Garrett's record. What are you thinking about the Cavs right now? Where are you at with your Cavs?
you know, the Cavs are in a situation where, you know, we're trying to get real. They're trying to reel people back in. But, like, I just can't fully jump on that train. Like, I'm obviously guys got to get healthy. You know, not having Max Strus and other guys like that being in and out of the lineup has put them in this position. But, you know, it's times where the Cavs go out there and look really good, and then there's times where they go and they blow leads and things like that, kind of like the Blue Jackets every now and again. I just think that they are not serious about the season. I think they, in their minds, if they're one of six, they get the top six seeds, they fine. They feel like they can make some noise in the playoffs. I think for so many years, it's been a heavy emphasis on the regular season, and they flamed out in the postseason that for once they flipping the motto. Like, all right, if we just lollygag through the regular season and lock in for the postseason, maybe they can have more success.
Hey, I want to ask you this, kind of in the Buckeye world. I know Caleb Downs and his brother have the podcast Downs to Business. There is a video that they put out, a little clip of the pod that's coming out tomorrow about, I guess, the decision Caleb's going to make to either go or come back. I think I would be shocked if he decides to come back. But what do you think about that?
They can say the video. There ain't no way. They don't even need to post it out. Everybody know what he doing. Right. You know, like, there ain't enough money in the world. This man is like a guaranteed top 10 pick. What you doing?
I know.
You're an All-American. You won the Thorpe. You won the national championship.
Right.
You probably graduated. What's left for you to do?
He beat Michigan. Like, yeah, I know, right. He has it all, but I just wanted to get your take on that, man, that they did put that video out there about a few hours ago, and his brother's asking him, are you staying in Columbus or are you leaving? And I guess there's some, I don't know, some curiosity there, maybe.
I wouldn't even feed that narrative. Just because you said that, I'm going to make sure that I skip right past it so they don't get no views on that video, because that's a waste of time.
Oh, man, it's never a waste of time talking to you, brother. We appreciate you, as always. Have a great rest of your day. What's coming up on tomorrow's show on T-Bone and Tyvus? Anything you want us to tease, or you can tease yourself, I guess.
You know, at 7:30, we're going to ask Tyvus anything, where you can ask me literally any question. As long as it doesn't reflect my bank account or my Social Security number, I will answer the question.
Sounds good, man. Looking forward to that. As always, much love, man. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Go Bucks, go Cavs, go Browns, go Guards, free Class A.
There he is, the people's champ. Tyvus Powell, one half of T-Bone and Tyvus. And again, you can hear that every morning right here on The Fan. Coming up next, we got a Buckeye Bulletin on deck. Tough one for the Buckeye basketball team at home yesterday. What went wrong in the mind of the head coach? You'll hear from Coach Diebler next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan.
This weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
That glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Because there are often no early symptoms, nearly half of those with glaucoma may not even know they have it until vision loss has occurred.
I was diagnosed with normal tension glaucoma in July of 2020. And what we found out at that point was I had already lost 40% of my sight. And you think, it only affects people that are, you know, 75 or older, retired, grandparents, and that's not the reality of it.
I didn't think at all glaucoma was going to affect me, because I didn't know of anyone that had glaucoma, no one in my family. When you have glaucoma, you can't get back that sight that you lost. And so early detection and treatment is vitally, vitally important.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments. Schedule an eye exam today.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
Join The Fan weeknights at 6 for The Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hey, Max, you look absolutely dashing in that purple tie. Ready to harness the world?
You bet, Daisy. I'm ready as I'll ever be. And might I say, your purple tie really pops with your vest.
Thanks. I almost went with a cape. but didn't want to come across as pretentious.
Nonsense. Anyone in our line of work should rock a cape.
You might be onto something, Max.
Phew, so here we go. First day on the job. You've got this, right?
Right. Don't forget, we both graduated from Dogs, Inc. with honors.
Which means I can guide my human around a busy city with ease.
And I can give my human a restful night.
I hope my human is kind and loving.
And I hope mine likes wet kisses and zoomies.
Ready to make a difference?
Born ready. Let's go.
Discover how extraordinary dogs like Daisy and Max change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org.
Do you want... Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
What hope is? Hope is action. Carving a path forward, even when it's hard.
And kids who still know how to dream. They're the best pathfinders of all.
So at Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide to grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and so all those good things can come true for them. Safe.
And that means safe at home. Safe at school and safe online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
To learn how Child Fund works with children in 23 countries to help them achieve their full potential, visit childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
Friday, all play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the fan. Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free from windownation.com.
All right, DT, let's knock out a Buckeye Bulletin. Dylan Tyer in the building today. Buckeye hoops yesterday at home. They welcomed in 10th-ranked Nebraska. Close game, man. Close game. Didn't get it done. Final score of that one, 72-69. A few things that stuck with me after watching the game. I'm concerned about the depth. I really am concerned about the depth and the bench pieces. Coach Diebler can call upon that he has confidence in. Doesn't look great right now, especially after last night. So that was one thing that we got to look out for the rest of the way, is that, at least in my opinion. You didn't shoot it very well from the free throw line. That has to get cleaned up, too. And then in the first half, they just, a lot of bunnies they missed, a lot of layups that they missed going into the locker room. And DT, as you know, when you're playing an undefeated team that's got a lot of confidence in your own building, you just got to clean up in those areas there. And so that really stuck with me as a few things watching last night that part of the reason why it didn't go their way over there at Value City Arena.
Yeah, so the Buckeyes 3-3 in their last six. They've hit a little bit of a rough patch in their season. I would say the one thing you can hang your hat on right now is that it's not like they're getting blown out in these games by any means. They're losing tight games. They're in all these games. But it's just taking that next little step. And it's something that we kind of talked about with Adam Jardy right before the season started in the first couple weeks of the season, was that who are going to be these next guys to step up for Ohio State behind Bruce Thornton? Does there have to be a true number two? Can it be a rotation of a few different guys? And you just hit on it. Right now, maybe they're lacking a little bit of that depth. Mm-hmm. We'll see how the year progresses. The Buckeyes have a critical Big Ten stretch here. A couple of big games on the road against Oregon and Washington. That's why I was thinking Blue Jackets, by the way. They're going out
That's
west,
your other
too.
Job. Yeah, right.
Exactly. But I still like this team. I still think this can be a tournament team. It's just a little bit more of that depth. Yeah. Can a couple of those guys step up and be difference makers?
And you just don't want the weight of the world on Bruce every single night, right? Like, he's been doing this for years at the highest of levels in this conference and in this sport around the country. when he has a game to where he does go 6 of 12 from the field, which you'll take, but it's only 16 points, other guys are going to have to pick up because Bruce, while he only had 16, and we know he's much better as far as what he can do offensively, and it wasn't a bad night, but we've just seen him have higher outputs filling up the basket. He still had 7 assists. Mm-hmm. His assist-to-turnover ratio was good, 7-1 there. You'll take that all day and tomorrow. So, yeah, that's just what I'm looking forward to seeing is can we see or will we see more depth in guys that can come off the bench and provide a spark offensively and obviously on the defensive side as well. Here's Coach Giebler and his message to the team after the game.
We got to learn from this. It was the message after the game that we need to develop something we've been talking about for an extended period of time, develop the mentality that we play with when we're potentially trailing or in the second half. We have to have that same mentality the whole game. That's what's required at this level. And, you know, we are elite when we play that way. Question we gotta answer and figure out is how do we do that for the whole game.
And here is Coach on wanting his bench guys, when they do get an opportunity, to maybe hit the gas pedal just a little bit more.
I told those guys, I want you to be aggressive. Like, when I'm looking out there and I see guys not aggressive, that's when I want to, like, sub someone else in. You know, we can't go out there and play safe. I mean, you look at kind of like our plus minus, it gets important. So we need production. We need rebounding. We need points, certainly. I have great confidence that, you know, some of these guys are going to, like, someone's going to emerge. We're going to have a couple guys that are going to emerge and step up, and that will unlock something for us. In the meantime, you know, if we're slow to do that, I gotta look at using some timeouts earlier to create some rest, and I think that's on me to do. And we got some high level belief in some guys, and it feels like I got more belief in them than they do right now. And they gotta step up, and they will, because they're working hard. Like, this team does not lack work. We just gotta play a little more aggressive and a little more assertive earlier in the game.
I really like that soundbite right there, because there's a little bit of everything in there. There is, hey, pumping his guys up and kind of calling his guys out in a certain way, but also a head coach taking ownership of what he can do within the game to find spots for these guys to excel, but also give some of his guys that he knows he really, really, really needs to rely on some maybe extra rest. That way, later in the game, they can be sharper.
Do you find that to be concerning at all, though? Because he's talking about these guys coming off the bench and playing safe. In the first soundbite that we heard was just a level of desperation for this team as a whole. He said, the way that we play when we're trailing in the second half, if we can find that and find that level of play for a complete game, we are elite. We're very, very hard to beat. I find that concerning, especially with these guys coming off the bench. You'd want them to be hungry, yeah, ready to make an impression, and he feels like they're playing it safe. Yeah. At this stage in the season, you're 10-4, 14 games in.
You want
a little bit more.
Yeah, it's time to go. TLC, you were in the building for this one. You were at the press conference last night. What did you think of the game? What did you think of Coach Diebler's vibe after the game, being in the room?
So when he walked in, you could tell, like, not really making eye contact. Like, he was really disappointed, and he was wearing it. A couple questions into the press conference, he kind of got back into press conference mode. And, I mean, like, he's very personable in there when you're asking questions. Like, he makes, like, constant eye contact with whoever asked him the question, the entire answer all the way through. But when he walked in there, you could see it. Like, he was really disappointed, because That would have been a big one for them. So they win the first game of... I mean, I know that they have the new schedule now where it's like they have the two warm-up conference games in December. Yeah. But, like, conference play really starts in January.
Right.
Like, those games in December count, but this is when, like, the conference schedule really kind of hits full throttle. Yep. And so that first game at Rutgers on the road, winning on the road is tough in basketball. Basically, if you're the home team, you're basically the favorite, which is why Ohio State was favored over a ranked team last night. But they were in it late, and they had that 8-0 run, I believe it was, that they gave up. There was, I'm not saying the refs lost them the game. A Buckeye fan might say the refs lost them the game. There was definitely, I thought, some one-sided officiating, but I never want to hear about that. So I'm not saying that's why they lost, but they were in it to the end, is what I'm saying. So there does exist a universe where they won last night's game, and if you could have paired a Rutgers victory on the road back-to-back with a ranked Nebraska who is now 15-0 on the season, if you could pair those back-to-back to start your January, that would have been really, really good for this team. And so he was definitely wearing that with his body language. He broke out of it and was becoming more and more personable as the press conference went on, but you could tell he really wanted that one.
And it's totally understandable, right? You talk about what that program could have done for his team and even just the brand for Ohio State basketball. You pick up some of those wins, you never know what it can do in the minds of recruits and yada, 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 all of those things. But last couple years, they've been struggling in the conference. 9-11 over the last couple years in Big Ten play, 2-2 right now. So hopefully they can get things in order sooner rather than later. That way they're not sweating out when March Madness starts to arrive. That is today's Buckeye Bulletin. Coming up top of the hour, after an update, we're going to do an NFL playoff best bets draft. The playoffs are here. What do we think are some of the best bets to go ahead and maybe sprinkle on? Or, hey, if you're like TLC and DT, make it rain on some of these best bets. We'll talk about that next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
If you haven't thought about Buckeye football today, I'm sorry to tell you that you're dead. Our condolences. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Men, the new year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Some journeys start small, with small paws and big purpose.
Look how little you are, you sweet girl.
Every great partnership begins with the first step.
Bella, let's go.
Guiding them through the world so one day they can guide someone through life. With shared experience, confidence grows, and the path becomes clear. It takes time, patience, and love. But the reward lasts a lifetime.
Hey, good girl, Bella.
You don't just raise a puppy. You raise a future. Become a Dogs, Inc. puppy raiser. Give a dog a purpose. Give someone hope.
Learn more at dogsinc.org.
It's been a real journey since 2014 when I first had my injury. I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homestar Troops is really giving me my life back. The shower allows me to go in and turn around with my chair, pull down storage racks, automated door systems, hours of my morning given back to me. Adaptive sports are a huge part of my life, a huge part of my healing journey as well. Homestar Troops helped with making sure that I had a home gym so that I can continue to train. This past year, I was able to host Thanksgiving in my home. And it was the first time I was able to have my whole family in one place and I was able to contribute to the meal. There are a lot more veterans in need and Homestar Troops is going to be there to help them too.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. Some transfer portal news involving the Ohio State football team. The Buckeyes picked up a commitment from UCF defensive lineman John Walker. Walker had 39 tackles and a sack last year. He was also a 2023 freshman All-American. Former Buckeye cornerback Bryce West has committed to Wisconsin. Ohio State running back C.J. Donaldson has accepted an invitation to play in the East-West Shrine Game. The Columbus Blue Jackets begin a four-game West Coast trip tonight in San Jose against the Sharks at 10. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan gets underway at 9:30. The team also announced today that they've hired longtime NHL exec Lawrence Gilman as vice president of hockey operations. The Cleveland Cavaliers hitting the road for a matchup with the Indiana Pacers at 7 tonight. The Washington Commanders making changes at both coordinator spots as they are letting Joe Witt Jr. and Cliff Kingsbury go.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
All right, get on in here, folks. Hour number three of the program with Rothman and Ice, Matty Ice, TLC, Dylan Tyer in the building. Again, filling in for AR. So, DT, we appreciate you as always. NFL playoffs have arrived. Is this your what's your favorite weekend of the? Because I know a lot of people say it's championship weekend. Is it that for you? Is it the divisional round or is it the wild card round?
I mean, it's whatever round my team's playing in. Like but that. Right now, that's the wild card round. Okay. I would have to go the wild card round just because you get the most football, right?
Yeah.
Like it's of course the championship round, very exciting. The stakes are so high, but you get more with high stakes in wild card round. So I like this.
I'm here for it. I agree with you. TLC, championship weekend, divisional round, or wild card round? Your favorite round of the playoffs?
I'll say the divisional round because it has the same amount of games as the wild card round, but better teams.
Okay, interesting. Okay, I like that. To each his own. To each his own.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I like that. No, that's a good call. Hey, so we came up with this idea. Actually, you came up with this idea, so I want to give you credit for this, that we're going to do a best bets. Say that three times in a row.
Best bets, best bets, best bets.
And then, of course, he does it.
Did it.
That's why he's TLC. We're going to do a best bets draft here for the playoffs. So, DT, if you want to explain this more, elaborate on it more, please do. This is your baby. We're going to follow your lead. Go ahead and cook, my man.
Yeah, so why don't we go four rounds?
Oh,
we'll go
okay.
snake style between you, me, and TLC. TLC, you good with doing that?
Let's do it.
All right, so and we'll do spreads and over-unders for each of the wild card games. So it's pretty much a confidence draft here. The bets that you like, that's what you're going to take.
Okay, so no anytime touchdowns allowed, none of that?
No anytime touchdowns. Right. So we're going to go with spreads and totals here for this draft. Are you guys okay with me leading it off?
Listen, this is your thing. Lead us where you want us to go.
Sounds rigged to me.
It does. I had some anytime touchdowns. I got to recalibrate. So I want to go last. So you go second.
Hey, if you have touchdowns, fire those off.
Okay, I'll get anytime you some touchdowns.
I love those. You know that. Come on, man.
We need these bets to have relatively similar odds here.
All right, so I'm going to start off with our first overall pick, and I'm going to take the under 45 points in the Eagles 49ers game. I'm just looking at the Eagles numbers this season. That total has not hit for them, I believe, since October. In the one game it did, they were taking on the lowly Commanders when they beat them 29-18. Mm-hmm. That was with a backup quarterback on the Commanders as well. I just think the Eagles, they have such a stout defense. They're so wonky on offense. I like a little bit lower scoring of a game than this one is chalked up to be with 45 points. So give me the under 45 between the 49ers and the Eagles.
Okay. Actually, I lied. I'm going to go second because I found one I liked.
Well, better not be the one that I like.
It's probably going to be. So that's why I'm jumping in line here. I'm taking the under in the Texans-Steelers game. 39.5 over at Bet365. Questionable offensive line in front of Houston's quarterback and C.J. Stroud. I like Houston. I love their defense. Both defenses in this game, pretty doggone good. Houston's got a really, really good defense. I think they're going to heat up Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to run away from you. And I think on the other side of this, T.J. Watt, Highsmith, Hayward, that crew can slow things down just a little bit offensively. So I'm going to Monday night, the last playoff game of the first round. And I'm taking the under, fellas, under 39.5 in Houston and Pittsburgh's matchup.
Cole's got two.
All right, my first pick, I know that I want this. The only thing that can possibly make me gun-shy about this is that they've had a really, really, really easy schedule this year. But Chargers going to the Patriots, I really like the Patriots in this one.
Okay.
I've been confident in them all season long. Patriots -3.5.
You're laying them?
Yes.
Okay.
It also has to do with the fact that I'm not sold on the Chargers. We've talked about how they're missing both tackles. Slater and all have been out all year. Herbert was banged up at the end of the year with the hand. So I like Patriots -3.5. And
real quick, I also don't know if I love Herbert not playing the week before the playoffs.
Yeah.
There's something about that. I know what they're trying to do, but like the rhythm that I wonder how he's going to be able to get off the mat.
I hope they only did that because he was hurt.
That's their explanation, but I just wonder how sharp he'll be out of the gate. We'll find out on Sunday night.
All right, I'm going to act really out of character here.
No.
I'm taking the biggest spread of the entire. I think the Rams are going to open a can of the Panthers, dude.
Really? I thought you were going the other way.
No. I like that too.
I think it was a total fluke that this actually works out perfectly, because whatever motivational tactics Sean McVay wants to implement about how, like, this team thinks they're better than you, or, you know, whatever, they beat you, they think they can beat us again. I think losing to the Panthers and drawing them again, I think the Rams are going to win the NFC. Like, I've been sold on them for a long time, and they just got the most wounded deer out there. And it's a wounded deer that already beat them. So whatever motivational tactics, Rams minus 10, they're going to blow them out.
I like that call. That was going to be one of my picks later on.
Whose turn is it now?
You.
Oh, okay. I'm horrible at the snakes stuff.
I got you. Don't worry.
All right. Let's take a trip, fellas.
Woo!
Let's take a trip down to Duval County.
Duval.
Because I'm looking at this money line right now, and I'm grabbing this plus 100. Jags on the money line.
Wow.
I think they're going to win this game. I think they're going to win this game. Yesterday, we talked about how great James Cook is and how awesome Josh Allen can be when he is locked in. But I'm riding this wave. Trevor Lawrence, they just signed Jakobi Meyers to a new deal. I like what I'm seeing, some of the stuff they got going on defense here. So I'm going Jags at home against the Buffalo Bills. Give me the plus 100 on the money line for Trevor Lawrence and that crew.
All right. My pick, I'm going to go the Steelers plus 3. I like the Steelers to cover, and I would probably go with the money line. Like, I like the Steelers to win this game against the Houston Texans. I just think there's that Steelers voodoo, and I'm going to take the experience. I know C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, they've been to the playoffs the last couple of years, but you look at the games they lost. Last year, they lost in the divisional round to Kansas City. They scored 14 points in that game. The year prior, they lost in the divisional round to the Baltimore Ravens. They scored 10 points in that game. In the first round of both those years, they scored 30-plus points. I do not see them doing that against the Steelers here. I think J.J. Watt causes some trouble for C.J. Stroud. I don't think they're going to score enough to win this game, and I think the Steelers are going to do enough. I just trust that Aaron Rodgers experience, that Mike Tomlin experience. Hard for me to bet against Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, despite what we have seen from the Steelers this year and being so weird.
So you're going Steelers money line?
I will go Steelers. I'm going to take Steelers plus 3.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep it I like them to win the game.
Me?
It's me again. Oh. Going the other direction here. We're going on the Bet 365 odds right here. Rams minus 10. I was thinking about that being my pick, but give me the over in the Bears-Packers game, over 45.5. This would have hit the last time that the Bears and the Packers met, that overtime game at Soldier Field with the Bears walk-off. I just think the Bears defense has gotten exposed these last couple of weeks. The middle of the field is wide open. We've seen the Packers move the ball against the Bears this season. The team is so turnover-dependent, Chicago I'm talking about. So if the Packers cannot turn the ball over in this game, I think they're going to be able to put up points. That means the Bears are going to have to answer. We've seen their ability to do that against teams that don't have an elite pass rush. The Packers don't have that without Micah Parsons. I like another shootout here like we saw against the 49ers, so give me the over.
Okay. Whose turn is it?
You.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I told you I'm horrible at this. All right. I'm going anytime tutties, fellas.
What?
Do it. I'm going anytime touchdown. One of my favorite players to watch when he's healthy. And I'm sorry, DT, you may not like this.
Is it a Tucker Kraft anytime touchdown? It's
not. don't give me a Christian Watson anytime touchdown, please.
I like
that'll
Tucker
kill me.
Kraft anytime touchdown.
Tucker Kraft, he's out for the year.
I got to do it. There's something about Christian Watson I just cannot quit.
What?
4 touchdowns over his last 5.
He's a Bears killer, too.
Plus 180. Give me an anytime tutty for Christian Watson.
All right, Cole, you got 2 to wrap it up here.
All righty, let's figure this out.
And you got 1 more, Maddie, so prepare for that.
Here we go. Thank you.
All right. I am going to take a team that I really like. I don't love that they're on the road and they're going into a Viper pit, but I like San Francisco as a team a lot. 4.5 is enough for me to take them. In fact, if I saw that spread earlier, I probably would have taken it with my second pick. And you were all over Rams minus 10, so I'm glad that I did take that one sooner to block you out. So I'm going to take San Francisco plus 4.5 right now.
If they can get good Brock Purdy in that game, I like that pick.
Yeah. And then this one's... I hate to do this right after I take Rams minus 10 because that's a huge spread. So I hate taking an over on a game that's at 51 points. But Bills Jags might be calling my name right now. I might be going Bills Jags on the over of 51.5. I know that's kind of been a theme on this show to take the unders on all the low over unders and take all the overs on the high over unders. But I might have to do it. Jaguars offense is quite competent.
Okay. I picked a playmaker that I think can score a touchdown against your team. I'm going to do the same thing to TLC. Give me Nico. Nico Collins, plus 140, anytime touchdown. This guy, it's crazy, right? Didn't see any of this coming when he was at Michigan. None of this, right? It's him being a true number one receiver. Kind of reminds me of Terry McLaurin and his ascent in the NFL, right? Leaves Ohio State, good player. Didn't know that he was capable of being a number one until he showed it to us. That is the case down there in Houston. So I will go Nico Collins anytime touchdown against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Does that wrap it up?
I got one more pick, and I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills minus 1.5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think the Bills messed around enough during the regular season that now they're going to lock things in. They know. They see all the teams out there. This is their year. There is no Lamar Jackson. There is no Patrick Mahomes. The time is now for Josh Allen. He sees that. I see this team dialing it up. I see this team winning the AFC. Ooh. And right now, the public money, when it comes to the spread, 63% of the public is on Jacksonville. So give me Buffalo to cover.
There it is. That was fun. Coming up next in pre-snap reads, Lamar Jackson was asked, does he want to run it back? With his head coach, John Harbaugh, you will hear his response next. We're Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
A lot has changed in 30 years, but we're still that old shoe that feels worn in and well-loved. And well, we smell a little, but whew, you've accepted that. The Fan.
Enjoy more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Hope is action, carving a path forward, even when it's hard.
And kids who still know how to dream. They're the best pathfinders of all.
So at Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide to grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and so all those good things can come true for them, safe.
And that means safe at home, safe at school, and safe online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
To learn how Child Fund works with children in 23 countries to help them achieve their full potential, visit childfund.org. That's childfund.org.
Love football, love wings. Put those bad boys together and you get Austin and Bird live at Roosters.
Presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling.
Large amounts of football and all the donkey sauce you can handle. Mondays on the Fan's YouTube channel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Periods of drizzle with scattered showers developing this afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy. It'll be breezy and mild with highs in the low 50s. For tonight, cloudy and breezy overnight with lows into the upper 30s. And then for Wednesday, we do start off cloudy with more sunshine throughout the day and daytime highs in the upper 40s. For the Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy today at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
All right, welcome back in. Before we get into some pre-snap reads, let me talk to you folks about our family over at Bet365. And listen close, because they cranked out the deal just a little bit for new customers. If you're looking for a sports book, get on over to Bet365, because now when you bet $5, you used to get $150. Now, folks, you are getting $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So go ahead, take advantage of that. Turn that $200 into something bigger and better when you bet on spreads, totals, player props, or money lines. I'm looking at some Cavs action tonight. Cavs taking on the Pacers. I'm looking at Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley, dicey year so far. Want more from Evan Mobley, because I know what's in there. He showed it to us last year. So hopefully he can get things in order. But I'm looking at his threes made tonight. The juice on the over for 1.5 threes for Evan Mobley is plus 185. Low risky there. Doesn't attempt too many of them, but there's something about it that's jumping off the screen for me. If you want to play it a little bit safer, plus 100, you can get Dean Wade for the over on 1.5 threes as well. And so Cavs, you asked Tybus about them earlier. They got to go, man. I know they've been injured, but the East is may get left behind if they don't start getting things going sooner rather than later, DT.
I'm not trying to call you out or anything
please
on
do.
Your picks.
Yeah, please do.
But this is a funny one. Like, Jaylen Brown over 35 points was your pick yesterday.
Yeah.
He went 6 for 24 from the field and had 14 points. You mushed him.
Okay, yeah, I cursed him. Listen, there is such thing.
It's such a bad performance. I looked today because I wanted to see what he did. Right. I had to bring
it up.
Glad
you reminded me of that. I didn't even look. No, there is such thing as the ice curse. I tried to curse his team. I tried to curse, which, by the way, was horrible. Like, I hate getting iced. Mm-hmm. Those were brutal. I tried to curse his team. With the whole print the shirts thing earlier, it was probably about a month ago, I said the Steelers can print the shirts, and they got it done. So look, it works both ways. It works both ways. Hey, download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
All right, so after the game on Sunday night, apparently, I don't know, things got a little spicy, I guess, with Lamar and some media members from Baltimore. And TLC, set this up for the folks. What's the exchange here that we're about to hear?
Well, quite simply put, he was asked, would you like John Harbaugh to return as head coach next year?
You asking me about next year, Jameson. Like, I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. Like I told you, like he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on. Like, okay. I know we lost, but like, you know, mm-hmm. That's
all right. Thank you, Mark.
So he references the name Jameson, and Jameson Hensley is the Ravens writer, I believe, for ESPN. He's been there for a long time. He's got the reputation amongst Ravens fans to ask some of the spicier questions and all that.
You heard the communications director jump in at the end. Thanks, Lamar.
Yeah, correct. Because you could obviously Lamar's coming into that room very frustrated with what just happened with him leaving the field and Tyler Luke not making that field goal. Where are you at with those type of questions being asked at that time?
So I think they're stupid questions to ask, because I don't know if they are ever, ever going to elicit a response other than what we just heard. An athlete deflecting. I suppose you have to ask them in the case that somebody says something crazy. Right. Like, what if Lamar right there says, nope, don't want him back? That's headline news. Yeah. So I guess maybe you have to ask for that reason, yeah. But I don't know how their end of season stuff works. Like, if they do exit interviews and the media gets to talk to Lamar Jackson one more time, mm-hmm. maybe that would be a better time to ask that question, because maybe you might get a more thoughtful response. But at that moment in time, you know, as a media member where I'm a member of the Blue Jackets press corps and can ask questions, I can't say I'm ever asking that question.
Yeah, I'm not built that way. I think, you know, there's a time and place for everything. And I understand that everybody's got different agendas and different articles you got to write and all of that. Like, I understand that. But to your point, there's, I think, 98% of the time, probably even 99% of the time, you're not going to get a guy that says at that podium, yeah, I want this coach gone. I don't want to play for him anymore. Now, behind the scenes, how does he feel? I don't know. It's been very hush-hush around the Baltimore situation right now. No changes have been made yet. And so whether that's Harbaugh staying and maybe switching up the coordinators on offense and defense with Zach Orr and Todd Monken, we shall see. But yeah, there was definitely some of that smoke going into that game on Sunday night. I did want to mention this as well. The whole Tua situation is fascinating to me down there in Miami, because it does sound like, Dylan, that Mike McDaniel is going to have, I guess, some say in who is going to be the next GM down there. But Mike McDaniel went to bat for Tua last year, and or maybe now 2 years ago, and got him that new contract. And I just don't see how you bring him back anymore. I think you know what that is. So it was nice of him to go to bat for Tua, but I think if I'm Mike McDaniel, and especially because it feels like his job may be on the line if he does get another year, another lap around the track, I don't know if I want to run it back with Tua at this point.
Well, I don't think Mike McDaniel was. At the end of the season, they went to Quinn Ewers, and Ewers didn't play horribly right at the end of the season. I'm not saying he's the answer by any means, but I think Mike McDaniel, in doing that, showed to a prospective new GM, hey, I'm willing to work with you and do what you want. It's not, yeah. I know I stood up for Tua before, but I see it's not quite working, and maybe we can reach a little bit higher of a ceiling with somebody else. Yeah. So I think he sent a message at the end of the season. With that said, I hate him being involved in the GM search or a part of these interviews. That makes absolutely no sense, and it puts the GM in a weird spot where it's like, hey, this guy had a say in getting me hired. Are they going to force me into keeping this head coach? Because if a GM comes in and wants to start clean with a different head coach, he's got to be able to do that.
Correct.
So I don't know what they're doing in my
head. Yeah, I don't either. But look, if you're Mike, so Schefter did report this yesterday. Mike McDaniel said he will be a part of the Dolphins interview process for their next general manager and will remain the head coach until he's told otherwise.
Odd.
That's odd.
Very.
Okay, so like, because now I guess they're leaving the door open to where they could bring in the GM, and then still after that say, well, how do you feel about Mike McDaniel? And if he says I don't want him as the head coach, they're going to get rid of him?
It feels to me like a wink, wink. We're going to keep you in this conversation, and we'll hire a GM that wants you to be the head coach of the team.
Yeah, absolutely. And look how quickly things can change in this league. Just a few years ago, it looked like it was going to be the Bills and the Dolphins kind of grabbing a hold of a power struggle in that division. Now it is the Bills and the Patriots that feel like they're going to be duking it out for years and years to come. And look, Tua's health has obviously been an issue, but even when he's been healthy, his consistency as a playmaker just has not been there. And then it's questions of Tyreek Hill. You're going to bring him back? Even if you do, is he going to have that same spark that he had? He suffered a very, very tough injury this past year. And so the playmakers have always been very sexy to watch when they're all right. But, man, now with Drake May in the building and Josh Allen being a constant and those guys not going anywhere for the next few years at minimum, the Dolphins got a lot of figuring out to do this offseason, that's for sure.
And the NFL can also be a right-now thing. We're seeing that this year in the playoffs. How many new teams are in the playoffs this year after quick turnarounds?
Yeah.
The Dolphins could easily do that. They easily could do that with Mike McDaniel. It's just going to come down to, let's get the roster straightened out. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a new quarterback. I think there are trades to be had out there at the quarterback position this year.
Yeah.
We'll see how it all shakes out, but I would not be surprised to see that team turn it around quick.
Completely agree. Coming up here in 2 minutes, Jeff Lloyd from the Orange and Browns Report will give his take on all the latest Browns news happening, who he would like to see as the next head coach, where he thinks the quarterback position should go, and a lot more. That's in 2 minutes, right around the corner, right here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Station.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
These two have a ton in common. Anthony loves hockey, and Maddie's always cold. This is Rothman and Ice.
That it is. Welcome back in. Going to light up the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline right now and bring on Jeff Lloyd. Does a great job covering your Brownies over at the Orange and Brown Report. Jeff, welcome in. You got Matt and you got Dylan. How are you, my man?
I'm doing all right, fellas. How we all doing today?
Good, man. Appreciate you asking and appreciate your time. Let's get right to it. Did you think this was the appropriate time to go away from Kevin Stefanski?
I think everybody that kind of knows me and, you know, anybody has heard my voice for the last 6 years, I was about as pro Kevin Stefanski as there was. But, I mean, you get to a certain point, you know, and you try to absolve, you know, 24 record-wise, right? How do you do it 2 years in a row? You know, whether or not the expectations for the team overall should have been better, I probably think, you know, maybe this team finished, in my opinion, where I think maybe they were built to finish when you looked at what the quarterback room was. But as an NFL head coach, you win 8 games in 2 seasons back-to-back. I mean, you've got to think that essentially the Grim Reaper might be coming for you somehow, some way.
I think if you look at this overall, you know, Kevin Stefanski was one of the more successful Cleveland Browns coaches in the last little bit here, but even so, it ends kind of ugly in the end with the team being bad. I mean, there's so much dysfunction that always follows this franchise around. Is there a viable way to get things on the rails while keeping the same general manager, and of course you've got the same ownership?
You got that quarterback. I mean, you know, everybody, yes, normally it's an extreme high investment. There's a reason for it. It's the most important position in all professional sports. You look at these 14 playoff teams that are going to start this weekend. Of the 14 teams, 12 of the teams are quarterbacked by guys that were drafted in the first round. One team has a second round quarterback, and then the other is Brock Purdy, of course. So without that guy, it's literally the straw that stirs the drink. And, you know, you can't keep saying, oh, well, maybe it'll work out for us next year, because, you know, we did this all last year and we thought we were going to walk into this great quarterback class for the 2026 NFL draft. And we might end up with one first round quarterback, maybe two when we finally decide, you know, and hear what, you know, more out of Oregon's decision is finally going to be. But you got to do something. You got to put more into that room. You can't just say, oh, well, we have 3 or 4 guys there. Maybe one of them can turn out to be something. There's got to be a pecking order. There absolutely has to be a man in that room who is supposed to lead the Cleveland Browns.
Is that man currently on the roster? So I guess let me ask you this, Jeff. When we get to week one next year, do you believe it will be one of Shador, Dylan, or Deshaun, or another quarterback that's not on the roster that starts the season?
Of the three you mentioned, I think the only one I would probably make a case for would be Shador. You know, I think we got into this weird thing over the last, you know, 7 starts for Shador, where he is not nearly as good as, you know, the pro Shador crowd thinks he is. I don't think he's also nearly been as bad as the people trying to drag him. You know, I don't think he's been that bad either. I think there's certainly an in-between. Do I think there were times where he looked pretty good? Yes. You know, are there at times a couple of mistakes and everybody, oh, well, you know, it was one mistake. Yes, but even if the mistake is glaring and extremely bad, it can over, you know, it's going to outweigh a lot of positives. That's just the importance of the position. That's just the stress of the position. Now, I don't think by any means I'm handing Shador Sanders the 2026 job. And here's the thing for the pro Shador crowd. This isn't the best thing in the world for Shador. that Kevin Stefanski has been moved on from. Now, here he is. He put all in this work from May till closing out this season, and it might come right down to a completely new offense, new coaching, new expectations of the quarterback position. So if you're pro Shador, this may not have been the best move for Shador Sanders overall. Yeah, I think you're absolutely bringing somebody in. You know, you're going to look at all facets. You know, Malik Willis obviously became a hot name that Saturday night. Problem is he's also reps by the same guy who reps Deshaun Watson. So I'm not necessarily sure how those conversations are necessarily going to go. So you really got to look at this. Do I think one of the top two quarterbacks in this draft is going to slide to six? No. I mean, are you looking possibly at a guy like Ty Simpson? Are we going to go through some of the same names we did last year, a Mac Jones, et cetera, et cetera? Yeah, but you got to get somebody in there that's got some proven experience or somebody who's going to be a top flight rookie. It's the only way you can truly judge the other things you have with this team. And yes, this defense is great, but you know, with Miles at his age, Denzel Ward at his age, the window of opportunity of this defense to stay at an elite level is probably a small one.
You're talking about the importance of the quarterback position there, and you know, it leads me to thinking about the head coach. The head coach, that marriage between the head coach of the football team and the quarterback in the modern NFL seems to be so important. But the names right now for the Cleveland Browns, Jim Schwartz, Brian Flores, what direction do you go in if you're hiring a head coach? Emphasis on the defensive side of the football, or are you like somebody that's more offensive-minded?
I think this is where this is all going to get certainly tricky. And, you know, I agree with you. A lot of the top names you're hearing right now obviously are guys that are defensive, you know, background guys. It's not like last year where you had Ben Johnson, where you had a Liam Cohen. And even still, a guy like Ben Johnson kind of bided his time for a couple of off seasons till he felt there was the perfect situation for him, for the guy he was going to go coach. And obviously you see the success for Ben and, of course, certainly Caleb Williams in Chicago. But when you get to this, you know, Brian Flores, it's an interesting name. I wasn't sure if that would necessarily work, you know, with some of the things that went on with Miami with Brian Flores. We know Jimmy Haslam carries the NFL shield in very high regards. Usually when guys go against that shield, the older owners of the NFL are not normally ones to rock the boat. But I do think there's serious interest also for Brian Flores for the Raiders as well. Now you get into it, you know, is Jim Schwartz interested? Because if Jim Schwartz is interested, that creates a really, really difficult dynamic. Because if you're Jim Schwartz and you want to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, and the Browns make a decision, and it's somebody else, and the odds look pretty good, it might be somebody else with a defensive background. Where does that put Jim Schwartz? You know, he just came from, you know, a couple of seasons where basically, you know, Jim, here's the defense. Go over there. We don't care what you do. It's all yours. Now Jim would be a defensive coordinator under another defensive mind. You know, sometimes those situations, I don't know how, if Jim Schwartz really wants it, doesn't get it, where Jim Schwartz just stays. You know what I'm saying? It feels like, you know, you weren't chosen to be the ultimate guy. So then why am I spinning my tires with this organization any longer? So, you know, it's going to be interesting. And some of the names out there, obviously, are guys you might not be able to talk to for a while. You know, guys that are on, you know, teams that have lofty expectations of how far they can travel in the playoffs. And, you know, do you want to wait possibly till February to get a head coach? That's not necessarily something, you know, me personally, I wouldn't want to wait that long unless I knew the guy was worth his weight in gold. But then again, if the guy is worth his weight in gold, you know, the Browns' job overall compared to some other teams may not win the beauty contest.
Jeff Lloyd from the Orange and Brown Report joining us here on The Fan to talk all things Brownies. Jeff, how would you feel about Mike McCarthy if you found out that was the new hire?
It doesn't do much for me. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think he underachieved in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. You know, certainly we've talked these talks before because, you know, he got the Dallas job, the same cycle, of course, you know, where Kevin Stefanski, you know, ultimately became the Cleveland Browns coach. So you're in that same situation, those same conversations right there. It would feel like, you know, this is what we did. This is the reason we made this change. You know, my gut, honestly, you know, I think they like Tommy Rees a little bit more than I think people would believe they like Tommy Rees. Does it seem premature? Yes. But, you know, my gut is that maybe, and they may not be the top two candidates, But the top two most realistic options that could end up being the Cleveland Browns head coach are two guys that are already there in Tommy Rees and maybe Jim Schwartz.
We'll get you out of here on this one. Of the potential free agents for the Browns this offseason, who's one of those guys, Jeff, that you really think they need to re-sign and bring back?
Oof, that is certainly like difficult, obviously, because there's cases to be made either way. You know, I would love to bring back David Njoku because I think you can probably decrease the role a little bit and then hopefully you get a little bit more better health from him. But we went through this a few years ago with Jarvis Landry. When you have a player that you've given a big fat contract to, and they did it with Landry, there was an extension right after the trade. Obviously, David Njoku got an extension. But now you get to talks where you're maybe talking numbers that are nowhere near what the player was making previously. So it's one of those things where it creates, again, another awkward dynamic within the relationship. You know, remember when Jarvis was done with his contract, the Browns were at a point where, why don't you go play the market, you know, see what's out there for you. And I think for me, that's kind of one of those ways within a relationship of saying, hey, we might think about starting to see other people because maybe the Browns are already thinking about another tight end, if you know what I'm saying. But I think bringing a guy like Njoku back, talent, good blocker, obviously a real big part of this, I would say the roster foundation of this team. And you drafted him at such a young age. And, Stefanski was a huge part in taking David Njoku and turning him into a full-time weapon at the tight end position. I think a guy like David would be key, helps certainly within the running game, and God knows we're going to be breaking a lot of new faces on that offensive line.
It's good stuff, Jeff. As always, we appreciate your time. Browns fans, again, he's from the Orange and Browns Report, so make sure you go follow all of his work. It's great stuff. Hey, have a great day, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon, my man. Thanks again.
We'll talk, fellas. It's going to be a crazy offseason.
No doubt about it. Looking forward to it. Jeff joined us via the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Fellas, listen closely because it's a new year and the guys at the Columbus Men's Clinic are ready to take care of you. If you're noticing issues with low T or ED, then that means your confidence and even your career has probably already been affected. So no more excuses. Get on over to the Columbus Men's Clinic because they've got a medical provider focused solely on ED and low T and doing it the right way. Give them a call at 614-300-7400 right now. Or listen, you can book online in under 30 seconds at columbusmensclinic.com. They've got so many great things and plans and a financial plan for you. You're going to feel great going in and even better coming out. So again, call them at 614-300-7400 or you can book online in under 30 seconds at columbusmensclinic.com. Coming up, last segment of the show, we hit the finish line with Tell the Truth and TLC. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
Wake up with The Fan. Eat lunch with The Fan. Go to bed with The Fan. Dream about The Fan. Then change your sheets. Gross.
Ew, you guys are gross, but stick around in case I don't find anyone else.
The Fan.
You can count.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Hey there, Jane Lynch here. You want to hear something funny? Too bad. You want to hear something uplifting that will inspire you? Good. Because today, I want to talk to you about Direct Relief, a humanitarian organization that does seriously good work when it counts. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When disaster strikes, Direct Relief immediately shows up with medicines, medical supplies, and everything doctors and nurses need to save lives. Let's ship her out! Every day across the United States and around the world, they're making an enormous difference. If someone needs help, Direct Relief helps. No politics, no red tape. Hey, what you doing over there?
Oh, I'm packing insulin for kids with diabetes.
See, every box here is literally a lifeline for someone in critical need. So check them out at directrelief.org. You might just bring a smile to someone's face.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton. I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, so you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet just $5. It's the only betting app I use. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
Parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
Nathan has taught me to embrace the moment. Age-wise, I mean, I'm in my late 60s. I'm old enough to be his grandfather. Will he be embarrassed to acknowledge me as his dad? I think the most important thing we can do is let them know that they're safe, that they're valued and cared for and loved, and that they're important.
I knew I wanted to be adopted by him because of how he taught me to be the person who I am today. And it's coming from a dad that didn't expect to become a dad. And I feel very proud to be his son.
That was what he needed. And he was what I needed. Every day is full of new opportunities. That's what it's been about. Realizing the simple things that it takes to make such a huge difference in these kids' lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Tell the truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by McDaniel GM Superstore. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
All right, TLC, take us to the crib, my man. What do you got cooked up and tell the truth this afternoon?
All right, we got a couple things. Jack Johnson retired. I saw that. So he spent...
The banana pancake singer.
No, not that guy. Although when I Googled Jack Johnson, that was the first guy who came up.
Banana Pink? I don't know anything about
you that. You don't know Jack Johnson, the musician?
Hold on. Let me pull
what?
It.
I don't think this is going to be one of those. If I heard a song, then Jack. I'd know. I don't think this is going to be one of those.
Yeah, I got nothing on Jack Johnson, DT, even looking at him.
From Hawaii? My goodness.
And you said the band is what? Or what? The banana? What was that you
the
mentioned?
Song Banana Pancakes.
Oh, not the banana.
No. He's just Jack Johnson.
Banana Pancakes. Okay.
I mean, people out there listening right now got to be pulling their hair out like me. I am stunned neither one of you guys knows who Jack Johnson is. That's
really
insane.
Okay, he's that. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking former Blue Jackets defenseman Jack Johnson here.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So. Real quick, it's just so much to consume in life, man. Like, you could be that shocked that we don't know who this guy is, and I literally just don't have a clue. And you're thinking, like, we should know who this man is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a little bit different now. I think that with today's style of pop culture and how everything is consumed, well, music's a little bit different, but I definitely think, like, general celebrities. Like, for example, we said Drewski earlier. Now, like, everybody consumes their content through different avenues. So if you're big on, like, YouTube, Drewski's probably somebody who you've seen a lot. If you're on, you know, if you're on regular TV, then whatever sitcoms are on Fox or CBS or anything like that, like, those are the people who you consider celebrities. So
yeah,
I've always find it funny when they have these, like, celebrity softball games or whatever, like, at MLB All-Star Weekend, and you run through the list, and it's, like, everybody from every walk of life, but us, as consumers, only have, like, one or two.
We're in our
avenues.
Own bubbles, yeah.
And so, like, we can, like, identify, like, three or four of the names, but there are, like, 20 where it's, like, I don't even know how I could have possibly known who that was.
Right, yeah.
So it's just funny how that works.
Because I've got, like, maybe maybe 10 country songs on my Apple library.
I would love to know which 10 you have.
Maybe 10.
Jack Johnson went upside down.
Oh, I like that. Okay, I like that.
Is there swearing in this song? I'll just play it out of my phone into my microphone.
I don't think so. Yeah, Jack Johnson. People
know Jack
Johnson.
YouTube pop us for that?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Are you allowed to do that? This licensed music?
Yeah, I don't know.
He did the soundtrack for the Curious George movie.
I got Luke Combs in here, Going, Gone. What else I got in here?
Got some Morgan Wallen in there.
I definitely have some of that. I think one of my favorite songs is "That's What Tequila Does." Is that a song, or am I making that up?
Seems like that's right.
Hold on, Jason Aldean. Okay. I like that one.
Miranda Lambert?
I think so. Yeah, I got a few country songs in here. So you could probably name a whole bunch of country artists that I don't know. Oh, this is Banana Pancakes?
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard this.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard this. Like,
I just
I'm
have my phone
guy.
Up to my microphone right now.
All right, don't get us suspended. Don't get us suspended.
We're good.
But I do know that song.
I got 10 seconds.
Yeah, 15
I do
know seconds that song. Or less, whatever it is.
Okay, Jack Johnson.
Hmm.
Learned something new today. Thanks to DT.
You
appreciate
got it, man.
You, man. Appreciate you.
Whatever. I've never heard it.
Oh, man.
All right, so Jack Johnson, sorry that your spot got blown up by a singer from Hawaii. But there you go. He retired yesterday, former Jacket, two-time former Jacket. Actually, I think most recently played with them in the 2024-2025 season.
Yep.
Was unsigned in the offseason, and now he's just at the point where it's like, probably not going to happen, so he's retired.
Okay.
So part of the very athletic Quinn family, where you have Brady Quinn, you have one sister married to A.J. Hawk, and you have the other sister married to Jack Johnson.
It's good stuff.
I have a feeling that the bloodlines are going to produce some former athletes in the next generation. Just a hunch.
Probably so. Probably so. What do you got next?
So, head coaching stuff. So, let's go through some of the interesting names who got interviews in last year's head coaching hiring cycle. Not necessarily guys who got hired, but guys who just got an interview. Arthur Smith, who was fired by the Falcons, he was interviewed by both the Bears and the Jets last year. Obviously, current Steelers OC. Maybe he'll get another look. In fact, somebody who I enjoyed as my OC late in the season.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I think he was dealing with a limited talent pool.
Yeah.
I'm willing to make some excuses for him.
Oh, that's your team. That's your team.
David Shaw and Jeff Hafley. So a couple of former college coaches both got interviews last year. Josh McCown very quickly, I think after only a couple of years of being a quarterback coach, got an interview last year with the Jets. Mike Locksley, an unsuccessful coach in the Big Ten, was interviewed by the Jets last year.
I do not remember that.
Yeah, he I don't know why, because Maryland's no good.
Oh, I know why.
Oh.
We know why.
RR?
Just checking the box, probably. Just checking the box. Go ahead, move on.
Well, were the Bears checking the box when they interviewed Tennessee State coach at the time, now Bowling Green coach, Eddie George?
I think Ben Johnson was hired very soon after that, so you can do the
just
math
checking
there.
Checking the box. Yep.
Ron Rivera got three interviews last year. He is currently Cal's GM of football. But last year, the Bears, the Raiders, and it's a lot of Bears and Jets here, just interviewing obscure people. And then Todd Monken, your OC, I think was backing out of interviews, but he got a couple last year.
Yep.
So some names.
Absolutely.
Some of the obscure names last year. So we'll keep an eye on this one.
Absolutely.
And here's a fun one from Mary Kay Cabot, who pushed all the wrong buttons with me when she tweeted out, Cleveland native Jonathan Gannon would be an excellent head coach for the Browns. She said excellent head coach candidate for the Browns.
Yeah.
When you start playing the geography game, that is when I stop listening.
I'm not a huge fan of that either. Not a huge fan of that either. We got a roll. DT, appreciate you, big dog.
Great being with you guys.
Good.
Thank you.
Chopping it up with you listeners. We know, or you know, we love you. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Shout out to everybody listening, no matter where you're at. Take us with you wherever you go. Because wherever you get your podcast, all you got to do is type in Rothman and Ice. Coming up, Common Man and Timmy from 3 to 6. No Common Man today. Timmy will be joined by the former Buckeye, Joshua Perry, rapid fire at 4:30. Hey, tomorrow we start at 1 o'clock, Coach Diebler show at noon. Be safe. We love you. We're Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
1, 2, 3. Here in The Fan, it's always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.